Hey, it's been a while
Hey,
since we heard that.
there it is.
Yeah, we are recording. Welcome, everybody, to our first session of our monthly campaign. And
Woo-hoo!
so
Yay!
excited to play. And I think, the best way to get started is just to dive right in. So. We start. As we look down on the world of Messene, and we as the camera go down over the continents into the Mitrid Ocean, to where we see a boat sailing through the blue sea. This boat, known as the Plotka, is a small ship. Oh, that is too. That was a spoiler. Is currently in the Mitrid Ocean, making its way to Altaria. And as we zoom in closer on this boat, we see that there are numerous people milling about its deck, including at the stern of the ship, one of the passengers standing looking out over the ocean. So, Joe, would you describe your character for everybody?
Okay. Standing there at on the ship is a like humanoid. And standing, she's like 5'6". But she has these like big horns that almost look like antlers, or what you would see on like more Eastern, like Chinese dragons. And she has a tail, and everything about them is like has kind of like an iridescent, like watery, pearly, quality. And instead of ears, they have fins, and like along their limbs, they have like fins, but they're almost not as like fishy like as they are dragon like. And they have like long kind of like white hair that also has that like pearlescent sheen as it's like blowing in the wind. On the boat, and like everything about them is really pale, but kind of with the light and the reflection of the water on them is giving like pastels kind of passing by. And their long hair right now is like braided into like there's like some waves in there, but the rest of it is like pretty messy. There's some like micro blades and bigger like plaits and like locks in there.
Nice.
And their clothes are kind of like flowing around. They have like big kind of creepy pale eyes. And yeah, I think that covers it.
Yeah. So you're standing there on the back part of the ship, stern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Nope.
The wind blowing the salty wind blowing through your hair, the comforting stretch of the ocean in front of you. You've been on this boat now for a little over a week, which means it's been a little over a week since you've had a chance to go swimming in the water. And as you are standing there looking at the sea, one of the fellow passengers on this ship, a Warforged, who's sort of got a stocky, short build and silvery metal skin, kind of looks at you and says, "What is it you're looking at out there?"
What?
Oh, you seem to be looking at something out in the water. I was curious what it was.
Oh, yes, I was definitely looking at something real here right now.
The Warforged scans the horizon and they say, "All I see is water."
That's correct. There is a lot of water that this boat sails on. You come here.
So to give you a little bit of background, you've been on this boat for, you know, a little over a week, and this Warforged has sort of you've seen them around. They are kind of inquisitive, asking questions of people. This is just one of the first times that they've asked you anything. As they ask you some follow-up questions, the camera shifts and moves towards the mid-deck, where we see there are some of the crew of the ship that are working on some riggings and helping out, though standing above them, Shay. Why don't you tell us about what your character looks like?
All right. I'm going to look at a picture, so excuse me while I stare at my phone, and also I'm very nervous. Don't ask me.
A Warforged comes up to you and asks what you're looking at on your phone.
Okay. So you see a lady who's 7'7". She's got, like, gray skin covered in tats. She's got an eye patch over one eye. And the eye you can see is yellow. Blonde hair. She looks like serious, but yeah, pensive, serious, just doing her thing. Her hair's in like a side braid, nothing fancy. And she's wearing like, I don't know how to describe it, so why don't I share some pictures?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. This is kind of what she looks like, but she is wearing clothes, so please do not.
Great qualifier.
Yeah. She is wearing clothes, and her clothes are like a mix of these two things, if they can send. This one, but with like a little more laid back, like the other one, like very tailored, very fits her body, but like lets her move, and is like a little nod to like on a boat, but also looks very polished.
Okay.
That's
great. So as you're working, so you are one of three guards hired on this ship. There is you, Ula, and Carmine. Carmine is sort of a like mid-height, portly human man, just very friendly. And as you're as you finish tying down the riggings, he comes up to you with just a kind of a big grin on his face, and he says, "So, Roisin, is it?" He says, "I was wondering if you and Ula." I noticed that you guys like often are playing cards and stuff like in your off shift. And well, I know I'm new, having just gotten on the ship from, you know, and Corander, but I was wondering if maybe I could join in your next game.
Well, I'm sure there's room for you, but I gotta ask. It's not a unilateral decision.
Oh, of course. I brought like the two books with me, and I'm tired of reading them. I've read them through them both several times already.
You guys hear a thump, 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 and somebody, it sounds like somebody's running, and then all of a sudden, up over Rasheen's shoulder, a small 3.5-foot turtle mountain climbs her and hops up on her shoulder and says, "Only if you're not a sore loser!" Real shark.
No, I don't mind. He says, I've got some silver I don't mind losing if I need to, but it just as long as it dulls the hours.
Only silver? I don't know.
How much are they paying you on this trip? I didn't get jack or shit.
Oh, I'm just really good at cards. I don't know what.
Well, I didn't get jack or shit either. I got money.
Oh, yeah.
She's right, you know.
She is right. He says, not wanting to argue with the giant in front of him. And
so, could I borrow those books sometime?
As a payment
to join our game?
Oh, sure, of course, of course. Have you read the first two books of the Aubrey Strongspark series?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. As he starts to go into the description of the Aubrey Strongspark series and why you're going to love it, the camera moves to the front of the ship. Yes, Kes?
Do we get any more description of Ula aside from 3.5-foot turtle?
We're going to come back to Ula.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Caitlin kind of interjected in some plans I had for all of this. But I love it. But I love it. So the camera moves further to the front of the ship where two people are in a conversation. I would like Amanda and Matthew to describe your characters. I don't care who does it first.
Please, Amanda.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Tomi, my character, is about 4'9". She has a slightly stocky build. The first thing you notice about her is her hair. It's like tightly coiled curls, goes down to about her shoulder blades. She pulls it back into a low ponytail. But there's like sort of strands that escape around her face. And it's a little wild, like barely contained. Her hair itself is kind of a dark auburn, and there's strands of like green, orange, and red highlights in it. She's dressed in kind of like a simple but well-tailored maroon shift dress, and she has a turquoise sash around her waist. It's kind of over a couple of bags that she has on her belt. And she has soft leather sandals on. She wears a necklace that has an amber piece as pendant, and within the piece is a small piece of petrified bone. And she carries a staff that has an iron hook at the end. And then looking at her, the last thing you kind of notice, since it blends into her warm olive skin, is a smattering of copper scales across her forearms.
And Matthew, could you describe your character?
Certainly. Kes is 5'5". They are they have a cowl that sort of drapes partially over their face, obscuring some of their features, though it does highlight these bright yellow eyes with cat-like slits at the pupils, and there are tufts of bright, almost aquamarine hair that come out from the cheeks. The clothing they wear leaves one of their arms mostly bare, along with part of their midsection, and you can see that their skin has very short, orangish hair or fur with leopard-like spots in places. And they have a tail that comes out of the back of the sort of draped fabrics around their waist that swishes back and forth slightly in the way kind of like a cat when it's being playful.
So the two of you are on the fore part of the ship getting some sun. As you... You'll, you know, it's getting close to lunchtime, which is kind of when all the passengers gather and the crew shift changes. I'm curious, is there anything that you two would be talking about? Or what sort of topics maybe would you broach with the other? Or is this perhaps your first meeting on the ship by kind of coincidence, you know, just happen to be in the spot together?
I think we've seen each other around.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we've seen each other around, Tomi is very outgoing. She would have struck out a conversation. I'm not sure how much Kess is keeping up with it. So she'll be lying down. So I hope that we're having the potato stew for dinner and for lunch, because the leek stew is not as good. They put a nice cumin in with the potatoes.
Does Tomi have like a visible coin purse that she carries?
It's kind of under that sash.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, getting started early.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, the food hasn't been great, but it's been food.
Yeah, I tried to talk to the cook, and I have, you know, some spices and some herbs that I brought with me, but they weren't interested in them. Which is fair.
Yeah. You know, I see some of the crew members playing cards sometimes. Don't know if you'd ever be interested in a game. And he, like, pulls out of a pocket this deck of playing cards and just starts idly shuffling it. You see they've got this spoke wheel design on the back of them.
I'm fairly decent at cards.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We should play sometime.
All right, I'd be up for that.
You hear a voice behind you say, "Ooh, cards. I'd be interested." And you look behind you and you see this very tall, well-dressed human woman. She's wearing magister robes. Like she looks like she's maybe a professor or something at the Altaria Academy.
Okay.
Your dollar signs flash into your eyes like cash registers as you look at this easy mark.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I do love a good game.
Size are up to.
Roll me an insight check, both of you.
It's a 19.
It is. Oh. what's my insight? Plus 3. That is a 17.
Yeah, both of you get the idea from this person that the value of a gold piece has long ago left their perception. This is somebody who probably spent more on the outfit that they're wearing than you did on booking this ride in the first place. This is.
It would be my pleasure to teach you some of my favorite card games. Don't worry.
Oh, well, finally something to break up the boredom here. Name's Galadia. I'm a
Galadia.
Yes, a professor at the academy.
Oh, what do you teach?
Oh, well, I'm specifically an abjuration expert. Now, as she continues to talk, the bell for lunch rings, and you start to make your way into the mess hall along with you. Just make sure I'm pronouncing, is it Hayren or Hyren?
Hayren.
Hayren. So like you and the assorted other passengers begin making your way to the mess. Ula, you begin to make your way up to the crow's nest where the camera finally follows you as you climb up it and stand and look out. So Caitlin, would you describe your character for us, please?
As stated, 3.5 mighty feet tall. She has a dark teal skin. Shocking, mm-hmm. I know. And she does have a turtle shell, and it's like a navy, mottled navy and dark green, like a hunter green. She's plainly dressed. She has a sword and a holy symbol that she wears on her whatever this is.
Shell?
No, whatever this
chest?
Collarbone. It's not collar. A collarbone.
Oh.
But it's
shoulder?
Bottom shell? Under shell?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. But it's 3 lightning bolts that look like claws.
Ooh.
And further accentuating the theme on Ula's back is a trident that has 3 tines that kind of look like lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she also has... it looks like a white scar on her teal skin that is looks like lightning working its way up her sword arm.
All right. So Ula, as you are in the crow's nest, taking over your shift and lookout duty, You kind of see the people milling towards the mess halls below you. When you feel something, a barometric pressure shift.
Ooh.
That doesn't feel natural or right.
Don't like that.
Roll me a perception check.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad. Not bad at all. Oh, my perception's dope. That's a 22.
All right. As you feel this shift, interestingly, it's changing in such a way that instead of the weather getting worse, it's about to get much, much calmer.
Hmm.
Which
bad though.
That would be bad for you since you're on a boat that is propelled by sails.
I one second. I have new spells and they're not, I don't know cleric spells. Let me just go and see if this makes sense. Since I'm so high up, and I feel like maybe my voice doesn't carry that far and I did not take thaumaturgy, I'm going to use elementalism to beckon air and cause a really strong breeze to go against the grain so that the doors that everybody's going through rattle really hard.
Okay. You can also ring a bell.
Oh, is there a bell? Well, that'd be smart.
I was like, oh yeah, there'd be bells. Yeah. So you ring a bell. The captain, Captain Bryn Gingerdeck, comes up.
Gingerdeck?
Yes, I will put it in the Zoom chat.
Does he have a big deck?
She does not have a big deck, though.
She's a sea captain, doesn't she, though?
it's a reasonable sized deck for a ship of this size. Kind of comes up and looks up at you and kind of gives a shrug, like what's going on. And I would say that there's probably hand gestures that you all would use. So if you just tell me what you would signal to her, you can say that you do it via.
Just somewhere along the lines of winds changing in a bad way, something might be coming.
Oh, that's right. You roll a perception check and got really high on it, but then we get distracted. As you signal that, you look out and you see a speck on the northern horizon that is getting bigger.
Oh, well, then I'm going to ring the bell a lot more vociferously.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, pay attention to me, it's like, no, everybody get the fuck up here or hide if that's your.
All right. So, the first mate, a woman named Jamila, starts to call for the hands and guards to get to the deck. There's been a ship spotted. Passengers, you see like some of the passengers like come above deck out of curiosity to look at it. What do the three of you do? Kes, Tomi, and Heyrin.
Kes is going to go to like the whatever side, starboard port, whatever, and look out of the horizon.
All right. So you guys head up to the deck. What about you, Tomi?
Yeah, I imagine that like we're just starting to head down. So full of curiosity, go check out what everyone else is checking out.
Mm-hmm. What about you? All right. So you all make your way up to the deck. And as you do, as you all get up there, Ula, you feel the barometric pressure shift as the winds just completely die and the sails go flat.
Mm. Okay.
How
much closer is the ship?
Now that the ship is like drifting to a stop, it is getting, closer, quicker, and you are able to use a spyglass that is up in the crow's nest specifically for this purpose to look out. And you see that, not surprisingly, the ship is flying a black flag.
So what part of our ship would be the most vulnerable to attack or the easiest to attack? Would it be the mast?
The mast, yeah, or just the broad side of it.
Well, the direction that they're coming then, I know the boat is probably more than 20 foot radius, right?
Much bigger than that, yeah.
Much bigger. So I think I'm going to use Fog Cloud and go ahead and cast that kind of like on the passenger, like on the main section of the boat so that we are kind of hidden as we are possibly fighting them. Or maybe I'll just prepare to cast that.
Sure, you can have it ready to pop off. And yeah, I'm assuming you signal down that a pirate ship is spotted.
Yes. Yeah, I let everybody know, and I think I'll stay up here, but can I set up like a quick release on a rope or something so I can get down really, really fast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll just have Fog Cloud prepared so that we can possibly get advantage to hit them, but definitely they'll have disadvantage to hit us as individuals.
Yeah.
Upon hearing somebody shout pirate ship, Kes is going to run down to his bunk, grab his short bow, and sling his quiver on.
Yeah. Is there anything else anybody wants to do while they hear that, after they hear that?
Tommy, it's a sigh of annoyance. And then goes over to like some particularly sturdy looking boxes or barrels that are up on deck. Take something out from near her pockets and puts it behind the barrels. It goes back.
Okay.
And Roisin will kind of smile and very slowly get her her mini trident and her rapier like ready to go, and just sort of get in a position and just look excited.
All right. So as the ship drifts to a stop in this unnaturally calm sea, you see this smaller but sleeker ship get larger and larger on the horizon until finally you can see pirates moving around on the deck. And you see yes, Caitlin?
I have the spyglass. Can I get, before they get to us, can I get an idea of how they're going to attack us? Like, are they going to attempt to board? Are they coming?
Yeah, you actually, great question. You actually see that there are three of them with like grappling hooks getting ready, and you don't see any of them having any sort of archery stuff out.
Okay, and no cannons?
You don't see any cannons, no.
Okay, well then I'll make sure to message that down. No cannons. They're going to try to board. And then the minute that they start to slide up, I set off Fog Cloud where we're all like up against, ready to square up.
Great.
When she says no cannons, can I minor illusion a cannon?
Yes, absolutely.
A place where it seems like there would be a cannon, not stuck in the middle of nowhere.
You know, it's funny. I said no cannons. So I think you'll just have to ignore the cannons that are in the artwork I found for this.
Oh, okay.
Before the Fog Cloud went up, like when she had said pirates, if I can see them, does the ship seem at all?
Yes. Roll me a history check.
Ooh.
With proficiency, if you don't have it already.
I do. That's a 30-20.
Okay. You recognize this ship as belonging to a pirate that you've heard terrible things about but have never met in person, Captain Tiragar the Deadly. You also know that his first mate is somebody that you kind of grew up with, and who was always kind of a jerk to you. Somebody who did not like you. And her name is Eva Thorne.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. So as the ship gets close, you hear a booming voice, magically amplified, say, "Lay down your arms and none of you need be hurt. We're just here for your currency.
Fog cloud.
And as you lay down the fog cloud, grappling hooks come over and attach to the side of the ship. And I hope this isn't too loud. And you hear just a familiar sound as a bolt of a little ember of fire comes from the ship and hits the sails of the ship, causing them to burst into flame.
Did they just throw a fireball at them?
They just threw a fireball at your sails, yes.
Can I cast mage armor really quick on my
Yes. So here's the question. Are you going to attack? If so, we'll go into combat.
I mean, if they're coming on board, yeah.
Okay.
Should not?
You always, it's the choice is all as always yours.
I mean, no, but I'm asking you, okay, I've been on the sea for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. What is my actual instinct for this situation?
You were hired to protect the ship, but they just threw a fireball at the sail. So,
great. Throw down.
All right.
Let's fucking murder them.
All right. So what I'll do is switch over. Actually these could be, just move these a bit better where they go. So this is the map of what you can see. Caitlin, what's the radius on a fog cloud?
20-foot sphere. So almost nothing. Are these 5-foot squares?
Yeah.
Good God. Okay, well that was useless.
20-foot radius or 20-foot total?
Radius. Okay, that's not as bad, but still.
All right, you should be able to move that around, so please move that where you'd like.
Well, now, I didn't realize the scale. I'm kind of regretting wasting my spell.
You can choose not to have done it if you want.
Yeah, because, I mean, this scale...
Also, I would say, too, that I made this map before I knew that you would do that, and so if you made the fog cloud... The passengers would run into it wherever it is.
Oh, so there's still actually people up top?
Yeah, as you can see on the map.
Oh, okay. So where's the most passengers at?
Wherever you move it, the passengers are going to move there because you would have had time. Know. Yeah.
Oh, you mean I could have so that they are in less danger? Okay.
Yeah.
Is this is the only way down below? How do you mark? You can't do it like.
There's a ping button. If it's the little target in the left nav bar.
No, that's full screen. I definitely don't want full screen. Hold on. A ping button. Everyone else but me can figure it out. I see that. Thank you for...
These...
Whatever that is. That's the only way down below?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do it like this so that they have cover. These guys over here are kind of screwed, but... Oh, now I see. Point and ping.
Yeah.
Point.
All right. So, these passengers are going to move the captain and the first mate are going to... They're not fighters. That's why they hired you all. All right. So, let's go and everybody roll initiative.
Yeah.
While I get these... things set up.
I actually have something to add to initiative with this character.
And then you all should be able to move your characters around. So if
you're... I was not able to, Chris. I was just trying to do that.
Oh, okay. Let me just get some of these people.
Oh, sorry. I could still grab that. Can I lock it? No.
Can you pop, drop, and lock it?
Oh, that's kind of annoying that you can't. Oh, there we go. I can move it to. If you right click it, it moves it to the background. That's good to know. Okay.
Nice.
And then game info settings. Players can access and interact with that. You should be able to If you have the select tool, you guys can somebody can you move the tokens around? Or?
Oh, I did it.
Oh, I can move my token. I'm
okay.
Good.
Okay. So yeah, feel free to position yourself wherever you'd want to on the ship.
Where are the downstairs? There's the downstairs. I would have been. Actually, I went over to. I made minor illusion some thingies. I would be like right over here.
Look at those cannons that you made.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely need to get a second screen for this. Very tiny. Okay.
Okay. So, what did folks get on their initiatives? Start with Ula.
4.
Excellent. Tomi.
15.
Heyrin.
5.
7.
Okay. 7. Kes.
18, but because I have the alert feat, I can swap initiatives with someone if we think that's important.
Oh,
that's cool.
That is really cool.
Very cool.
Roisin?
19.
Okay.
Is there anything you like get bonuses or like do better if you're like first or anything like that?
No. Okay. So I don't know. Because I'm not 100% on everyone's class. if Hyrin wants a higher initiative to throw out spells or something, we can swap.
I think right now she's probably like, what the fuck is, what are we, so.
Okay.
Probably not as, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Okay. So up first, nope, I forgot to. Oh, this. 1 second, I messed up my encounter thing here. I'm gonna have to get all your y'all's initiatives again here in just a sec.
Yep, yep.
No worries.
I forgot to have the game bunch up all the people of the same type. And that is too much, man.
That's not the vibe for tonight.
And we can have placed ourselves anywhere, right?
Yes, anywhere on the ship. Please feel free to do that. I don't know why it's not bunching them up, and I don't have time to figure it out, so maybe we'll just do it like okay. So it was Ula was 4, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Tomi was 7. 15 for Heyrin.
Switched. I was 7.
I was 15.
Oh, okay. 15, 7. Kes, you were 18?
18.
And Roisin?
19.
Okie dokie. All right, so combat's going to go ahead and start. At this point, they've locked the ships together. They're getting ready to board. Roisin, you're up first.
What are the grappling things? Are those rope? Are they chain?
They're rope. Yeah.
And how thick are they? In the sense of, do they look like I could saw through one on my turn?
Let me find out. It's a great question.
Or swiftly chop through.
It has. Yeah, I'd say you could do it on your turn. It has 2 hit points.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to go to the closest one. Just keeping track of my movement. And try to slice through it.
Okay, roll me an attack.
Ooh. Oh, well. Better than I thought. 15?
15 will hit. And you are able to slice through this rope.
Can I use... Does two-weapon fighting work... Oh, yeah, it doesn't say it's against a creature. So if I have movement, which I probably don't, I'm going to try to move to the next rope. Nope, okay. I don't have enough movement. I'm just going to move, start running toward the next rope.
Okay. All right, puts up Kes next.
Okay. Kes, when they came back up with their short bow and arrows, was kind of hiding behind the staircase here.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and make me a stealth check?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a DC 15 to be hidden in the new edition.
Okay. And this isn't counting as my action for the turn, right?
Nope, this is before combat.
Okay. 23.
Yeah, you're hidden. Okay. And if the music's too loud, just let me know.
I cannot even hear the music.
I can't hear any music.
Oh, okay. Oh,
there we go. Now I can hear it.
Oh, now I can hear it. Yeah.
You probably didn't hear the music I was playing at the start of it either, did you?
Nope.
No.
I forgot to turn off. There's a button I have to flip and zoom, so otherwise it suppresses it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was waiting for the music to start.
No, right?
It sucks. So. It was the music from. Breath of the or not with Wind Waker, the sailing music.
That would have been very appropriate.
Yeah.
So as a bonus action, Kes is going to shift. Mm-hmm. Ula being nearby is probably the only one who might notice. His jaw extends out and becomes a bit more like an animalistic muzzle. Mm-hmm. And his legs sort of extend and reshape. He's not wearing shoes. He's got more like wraps around his ankles and feet as they extend out into more digitigrade animal-like legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he, so while shifted, he gets 4 temporary hit points. And his speed is increased by 10 feet.
All right.
So he is going to... I noticed that one of these enemies is labeled Pirate Wizard. Can I tell from this distance that that's a wizard?
Roll me a quick perception check.
Perception.
Scavenger.
Natural 20.
Pirate Wizard.
Oh. And yes.
Nat 20?
I'll say not only can you tell that that one's a Pirate Wizard, but you can even see the mistake I made when I forgot to add Wizard onto that one as well. So.
Oh, okay. and that one's closer. Okay. So, wizards are dangerous.
Kes
is going to move forward, so he's within the short range of mm-hmm. his short bow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to fire an arrow at that one.
Great. Roll me an attack, sir.
17 to hit.
That will hit a wizard.
And that is 10 points of piercing damage.
Nice. All right.
And because of my weapon skill, it is vexed. So I have advantage on my next attack against that creature before the end of my next turn.
Great. Did you roll with a sneak attack on that?
I didn't, but I should have. Thank you.
You should have, yes.
So that's an additional 2 damage.
Nice.
I should have been advantage because I was hidden at the start of
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and roll again just in case you get a crit.
Ooh, that was the wrong button. That's a natural 20.
Wow!
Nice.
First attack of the game against the creature.
Okay, so it's actually 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then an additional 6, so that's 21 total damage.
Nice.
Wow. That wizard immediately goes bloodied as the arrow just shoots into his shoulder.
Okay. And then I'm going to run back around the staircase.
You're
run back around the staircase, which hopefully gives me some cover if they try to shoot me back. And that's the end of my turn.
Yeah, I'd say that's half cover for you. All right, puts up the wizard you just shot. All right. Let's just do a quick... he's going to move up to the edge, which puts him just in range. And half cover, that's...
plus two to AC.
Plus two, okay. So keep that in mind that your AC is 17 here.
Yep.
Okay. So he is going to attack. Okay. 18.
That hits.
Okay. So you shoot him. He runs up to the deck and like with a quick cast, a bow materializes in his hand and a green arrow. As he shoots an arrow of pure acid at you.
Okay.
So you are going to be taking 9 points of acid damage.
Ow!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there goes my 4 temp, and then I take 5 damage.
Okay. And at the... at the end of your next turn, you'll take an additional 2d4.
Okay.
It puts up the second wizard. Oh, and he's going to... he moved forward. He's going to move back a little bit just to keep him at a bit of a range. This next wizard is going to move forward. Oh, the range on that sucks. That range on that sucks. Oh, I guess it's acid arrows for everybody. Okay, he's going to move forward. Actually, it's about there. And Ula, you see an arrow of acid come your way as well.
Try to hit me, bitch.
He will take you up on that offer with a... 18.
Miss.
That's stupid.
I got a 19 AC, bitch.
All right. You will take half damage, though.
Portal. I can do shell defense and get a 21 AC without a shield. Mm-hmm.
So you're still going to take 6 points of acid damage.
Oh, no. That's more than half my... Oh, no! Okay.
Okay.
So I took 6?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right, puts up Tomy.
All righty. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good. I am going to... I still haven't decided what I was going to do. I was thinking the entire time. I am going to move over slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
You're on the left by the cannon.
Yeah. 2, 3. To there. Let me make sure I just still boom, boom, boom. Gosh. Zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out. Yes, I am going to tell me kind of like, yeah, there's a ball of light in my hands and throws it towards the pirate wizard, casting Sorcerer's Burst at him.
And this, it's this wizard here?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a... damn gold leaf, I can't read you at all. 16 plus... Oh, he's a wizard. 16 hits, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then I roll a d8.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 7. Okay. Oh, no, I gotta choose this one. Okay, so I throw that at him, and when it gets to him, the colorless energy turns mm-hmm. red and turns into fire and hits him. And then I roll a 28 damage.
28?
1d8.
Oh, 1d8.
Seven. Like, wow. 7 points of damage.
All right. All right. He is not bloodied, but he definitely looks over your way, and you realize that he is looking at you now. So, all right. Anything else you want to do in your turn, Tomi?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Using their move action and their bonus action, the pirates get over the ropes. This one, however, is hanging out on the rope after using his action, reaction, action, bonus action, and move. That is one pirate you do not have to deal with. They are each going to take their javelin attacks. So one against Tomi, one against Ula, one against Rasheen.
Oh no.
Hit me!
Oh, but it's a javelin, so they actually have to hit me. They don't get a gimme.
No. Alright, so Tomi, that is going to be 23 to hit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. God damn
it. Oh no, Tomi.
It was a good roll, but it wasn't a crit, so.
That hits.
That is 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Could I?
Or piercing damage.
Shield? Can I do shield?
Would a shield cause a 23 to miss?
Oh no, it wouldn't. Never mind. Okay. I'm down to 1.
Alright, Ula. That is a 21.
In my panic, I closed all of my all my stuff.
Apparently, we should have fucking ran.
For 9 points of damage.
Obviously, I'm down.
Guys, this was fun.
wait. What kills you? It has to be your total, your current total plus your max, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not dead yet.
All right, you're at 0.
Only 4 points away.
I am rolling like a madman. Rasheen, 25.
That hits.
No, I'm sorry, 22.
That, well, yeah.
No, six points. 6 points of damage.
I'm going to do Stone's Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And only... I rolled a 1. Fuck off. Okay, I'll take 2 points.
You can't roll this well whenever you said, ooh, we're going to start at level 1.
I told you. Why, I asked him why he wanted to kill us.
Yeah. Right? Jesus.
And then, Rasheen, you noticed something. Up on the sail of the ship next to you, you see Eva Thorne standing there. And
Bella
as she.
Thorne.
And as she looks, I'm sorry, Rasheen, you wouldn't know who Eva Thorne is. I meant to say, hey, Ren, you see Eva Thorne sitting, standing up there. And she spots you from where she's standing. And you are just within range as she fires her longbow at you, hey, Ren.
It's been like an hour, and most of that we spent chatting.
That's gonna miss. A 7 will not hit.
Oh,
yeah. Yes! Somebody didn't hit.
And she is going to leap off the sails and sprouts. Her cloak turns into bat wings as she flies over and is hovering in the air above everything here.
Lame.
Puts up, hey, Ren.
Okay. I am going to... Okay, I'm gonna cast... Not stupid. Probably. Gonna cast... Oh. She seems like she's pretty, like, are we killing everyone? Is that what we're doing? Okay.
I mean, if we could just live, that'd be great.
That's true. Okay. I would like to cast Witch Bolt.
Nice.
At her.
Okay.
That's a 17 to hit.
Oh, you will have to move forward, because Witch Bolt has a 30-foot range.
Ooh. Oh, I thought it was at 120. Okay, sorry.
Hold on. I'm looking at an old version of Witch Bolt. One sec. I may trust whatever's on your character sheet.
Sounds good. I lost my screen. It's a 17. And I believe she is in range. It says 120.
Okay. 17 will hit her.
Nice. Fuck her up. Destroy her.
17 damage.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good solid hit. So describe what that spell looks like as you cast it.
I kind of, with everything billowing in the wind, like a slow-mo kung fu, like, spin and take out a sheath, like one of those like Chinese like jian like swords that are like straight and thin, and it matches the whole aesthetic. Instead of like actually using I just hold it, which looks kind of silly, but from kind of the end comes out like this like blue energy. And it kind of crackles over and just nails her right in the face. it can.
All right. Excellent. I love it. All right. Ula, you're the last to go in the round.
And first to roll a death saving throw.
Yes.
Oh, well.
What was that?
Not one.
Y'all also start every session with inspiration, or heroic inspiration, as they call it now. Would you like to spend an inspiration to reroll that?
Yeah.
That 20?
That's a 17.
All right,
that's 20.
What's one success? Oh, yeah, also, some inspiration rules. You can, if you get inspiration and you already have it, you can give it to somebody else. All right. Top of the round. Puts up Roisin.
All right. I look at my downed friend, and I am sad because I can't do shit about that. So I'm just going to run up to the first person that I can try to maim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll go up to this pirate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped somebody.
Uh-oh.
Carmine is going to run up and draw a sword. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's going to run over to Ula, though he can't do anything yet. Oh, no, wait. That would be. He has a bonus action. And with a bonus action, he is going to feed you one of his good berries that he brought on the trip.
Hey!
You're at one hit point.
Hell yeah. All
right. I'm going to continue to play dead just in case.
Hopefully all right, now it's your turn, Roisin.
All right, I'm going to attack with my whatever
rapier. Yeah. Yes. 19.
That'll definitely hit.
Right. And that's a D8, which I remember what that looks like. Ooh! 11 damage.
Oh. All right. It's a solid hit.
And then that has the Vex quality, so I get to roll my next attack roll with advantage. And excellent. I will attack with my offhand trident.
Nice.
Which, okay, it has, my offhand trident has the thing,
topple.
It's not technically a trident. It's, it's, oh, a, right. Yeah, it's a scimitar, but it says I can make the extra attack as part of the attack action instead of bonus action.
That's correct. So yeah, go for it.
Ooh.
If you're wielding two light weapons, yes.
Oh, it's two light weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Oh, I thought it was just the extra that was
no, the
light
the way weapon. It normally works is you attack with your main hand and then your offhand as a bonus action, but with the special property, you can do both as a single action, but they both have to be light weapons.
Oh, I didn't see that in the Nick properties.
I think. I'll
so
double
good
check.
To know. Does I don't mean I don't really have another bonus action I can do anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, that's a 16.
Will hit.
Okay. And an 8 for damage on that guy.
He is now bloodied.
Yeah. Okay.
That's yeah, you get a solid hit in his shoulder.
I'll just stare at him.
Excellent. All right. Puts up Kes.
Sorry, I'm just checking one thing.
Okay.
Let's see. Lights.
Oh, I can look that up if you want to take your turn.
Yeah, it does say that both weapons have to have the light property for it to work. Okay. Okay. Kes is going to rush forward. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do a cartwheel over Wheela's prone body. There. Which gets me within 80 feet, and I'm going to take another short bow shot at the same wizard as before.
Okay.
How do I roll with advantage in D&D Beyond?
Which screen are you rolling in?
My character sheet.
I see.
Roll with advantage.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Nat 1 and a 16. So total of 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
And 6 damage plus sneak attack. Total of 9 damage altogether.
That's the one you attacked before?
Yes.
Okay. 9 damage is exactly what you needed to knock him out, so...
Nice.
That is a dead pirate.
Okay. And I used all my movement to get here, so that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Puts up... the other wizard. And he's going to yell, "You killed Steve!" And he is going to do a acid arrow against you, Kes.
Oh, wait, end of my turn, the other acid arrow hits me, or is that a concentration?
Oh, yes, thing? 2d4. 2d4, please.
Okay.
Or I roll it, sorry. I don't know why I'm having you roll it.
Did my dead body take another 2d4? Because that would outright kill me.
It would have at the end of your turn, but it'd only be one death save.
Okay.
One failed death save.
Okay.
But you're back up to one now, so. Three more points to you, Matthew.
Ow.
Okay. All right. This one is going to get visions. AC 22.
Definitely hits.
Yeah. So that'll be 9 points of damage.
I am unconscious.
Oof.
Okay. Puts up Tomy.
All right.
Also, I'm going to switch the colors from red to black when they get bloodied.
Okay.
Though I guess, well, I guess in hindsight it'd make more sense the other way, but whatever. We'll figure it out next time.
All right. Okay, changing my plan slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So within 10 feet is I am one square away from somebody, right?
Within 10 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a square between the two of you.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to move up towards this guy.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Oh. Sorry, yeah. I don't know how this is working. And Tomy's gonna look at him, be like, you know, it'd be better if y'all came here to be friends. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of like folds, because for a second, like her body folds in on itself, mm-hmm. and then she poof disappears, and some like red and gold leaves fall in like a 10 square foot area. And then she pops back up over here, and he has to make a wisdom save.
Okay, I don't even know what's happening, and I love it. right, wisdom save for these doofuses is not great. That's a 3 total.
Okay, he is charmed.
Hmm, very nice.
And then I am going to... let me pull this up. I am going to put my hand gently on Kesta's shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to cast Cure Wounds on him.
Mm-hmm.
A little old me.
Yes.
And to think you were looking at her cut, at her purse, yeah, the cut that recently. Jeez.
That is 15 points.
Holy shit. Okay. That puts me back up at max HP. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was going to do that on me, but you can do more damage, I think. So I brought you back up. All right. And then I had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Move it back.
Heading to the fog cloud?
Just a little farther away from the people who can stab me.
Yeah. So what was the spell you cast that charmed the person?
That was my face step.
Oh, nice.
So that was the Autumn Eldrin face step.
Cool. All right, and so do they get a saving throw, or are they just charmed by you for the...
They're charmed by me forever. No, let me check that.
You remember how I was so fucking cocky when I told you I was going to take silvery barbs? God damn it.
Yes.
And I didn't fucking use it!
I charmed for 1 minute or until somebody deals damage to him.
Okay.
One of us deals damage to him.
All right. So their turns.
Oh, and I'm going to say I charmed that guy over there and point at him.
Which one?
Okay. Sorry.
There's a person who just kind of looks confused and starts loading there's no cannons. He just starts like moving crates around and stuff confusedly. All right, so that one's out, but there's still plenty left. This one is going to rush up to Tomy, because Tomy looks hurt. AC 19.
Yeah, hits.
Silvery barbs!
Okay, so he has to reroll?
Yes. I may as well get a use out of it.
That turns it into a 19. Would you like, is that within shield range for you, Tomy?
19? It was a 19.
Yeah, that's what he rolled in the second. Oh, I guess it turned a 19 into a 19.
Oh, he rolled the same thing twice?
Well, yeah.
That sucks.
I'm thinking about using shield, but then this guy's just going to come up and hit me.
Well, shield lasts until your next turn, so.
Okay. What does shield do? Plus 5 bonus.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm no shields.
Alright, so he goes to hit you, and you. How does it look like when you put your shield up?
It kind of looks like. A mushroom kind of grows up around me.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, he, yeah, his sword, like, deflects harmlessly off of this fungal cap that has popped up around you.
And as a reminder, Caitlin, you need to choose somebody to give advantage to on their next
D20
roll. Who does, I guess I'll give it to Ed. No, I'll give it to Roisin, obviously, sorry.
That's right.
Sorry, Boo. Obviously, I would give it to Roisin. I don't know the rest of you from... from Dick.
That makes sense. Yep.
All right. So, this pirate's going to move here next to Roisin to avoid blocking the path. I think that's going to miss, Roisin. A 13.
That's my AC.
Oh, no.
All right. So that is me. 7 points of damage.
All right, I'm going to do my second Stone's Endurance. Hopefully I roll bigger than a 1.
Was that a 1?
No!
All right. Then this pirate...
Wait, 1 second. Let me check something real quick. Oh, wait, never mind. I can't do that. Going.
Okay, it's going to rush up, and since it doesn't want to provoke from Roisin, he's going to attack Roisin. 8 misses, I'm sure.
You got.
All right, that puts up Eva Thorne, who is going to start descending towards you, Rin. And she's just going to look at you and say, "You should have stayed home." And she is going to roll an attack. AC 18. Okay, so she plugs you with her longbow. That is 13 points of damage.
Okay, I'm down.
God!
All right, make me a death save.
I've never clearly seen a DM say, "Bitches, you chose wrong. Run."
Oh, it's a natural 20.
Oh, yay! You pop back up with 1 hit point. Yay! And you roll that at the start of your turn, so you still get your turn.
Oh.
Amazing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The universe, okay. Caitlin, is telling us you chose right. But since I did go unconscious, I lost my witch bolt. Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
She looked pretty okay. Like,
yeah, she's not blooded yet.
Okay.
Has she taken a hit?
Yeah, she's taken 17 points of damage.
Okay.
It would be half my movement to get up.
Yeah.
Right, and then...
Did she really even have a chance to go prone since she rolled a nat 20?
Yes, she did.
I think it would take me more than 6 seconds to fall fully prone.
Yeah, she's tripping me.
Just what about half prone?
Hey, just because we're old, it takes us a while to like get down on a knee doesn't mean that.
Okay, I will. And arcane recovery I can only do on a short rest, right? Like, right. It's not like a channel. Okay. Then the only thing I can do is. Just fucking glare at her and look really creepy. I'm gonna cast Mind Sliver.
Yeah, great. It's one of my favorite spells. Fuck yeah.
Probably not that. Well, it's an intelligence save.
Okay.
Not her.
Intelligence, I'm going to just be honest, it's not one of her strong suits.
Oh, it's not? Okay, I thought she'd be smart. But yeah, I kind of like sing this like creepy note.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully...
Unfortunately, a natural 20 always succeeds.
No! Okay.
God damn it. You know what?
Oh, man.
I've already used my reaction, haven't I?
Yes.
I still haven't had a fucking turn. Right.
Oh, God. I would like to get up and like move my little bit of movement away from her if possible.
Yeah. Yeah, you can move 15 feet away.
Okay.
All right. After your turn, hey Rin, you hear, even though it's only been 12 seconds, you hear a voice booming from the ship. What's taking so long over there? Ula, your turn.
Well, we're in it now, and I don't know that there's anything that can be done about that. So I'm going to bonus action healing word myself. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do that. I only have one healing spell. I only have one hit point. Anybody else? Okay. So that's literally 8 points. That's enough to get me back up to max.
Mm-hmm.
That's all nice. I needed. And then the one, let's see. These guys have been hitting for like 17 and like 15 and 17 points, right?
Are you strong?
No. I mean...
Damn it. I was going to tell you to push Pirate D off the side.
Could I? Do I think I could? I'm...
You could make a shove attack. It's no longer an opposed check. It becomes... It's now a... they now make a saving throw.
Okay. What's the saving throw?
I'm looking that up. Eight plus your strength modifier.
So that's only a 10?
Yeah, so that'd be
that's a mistake.
I mean, don't forget, though, these are also, you know, CR 1/2 creatures. So it's not like they have huge...
Well, for CR 1/2, they sure are killing us pretty easy.
Well, that's because there's like a bunch of them, and you all are level 1, so...
Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay, let's see. You with an attack.
Okay. I'm going to do something stupid.
Love it.
It's not that exciting. It's just really dumb. But you miss all the shots you don't take. So I'm going to go here. And I am going to cast Toll the Dead on Pirate C. And because he's been hit, that's a D12.
Yeah.
Yes, motherfucker. Oh, he makes a wisdom saving throw. 14.
A nat 20 always succeeds.
The fuck? Oh, no. Get new dice, you bitch!
These dice have been really hot tonight. I'm sorry.
You need to switch dice.
I'll switch back to using the computer dice.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Since clearly these dice are loaded against you.
Yeah, by a lot. So I have yet again done nothing.
All right.
Okay.
Gotcha. Roisin. Roisin, you're... Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Carmine is going to move up. And he is going to try to protect Tomy. And he's going to say, "Hey, leave the passengers of our ship alone!" Oh, that's really... Oh, yeah, I rolled with my dice for him. So he got a nat 15 on the dice. And so he's going to strike that pirate.
Good for him.
That's Pirate B. Pirate B is now bloodied.
Nice.
Okay. That puts up Roisin.
I totally cheated last round. Mm-hmm. I should have only hit once. I don't know.
Yeah, go
what
whatever.
Do with that, but
go for it.
Okay. The one with the black ring is like almost dead, right?
Yes, those are the bloodied ones.
Okay. I'm just gonna attack that one.
Mm-hmm.
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Where's my 12.
That is a dead pirate.
And then
is that the first one to finally go down? In
no, one of the wizards has gone down.
Wizard, right.
Let's kill one. And I'm just gonna stab it through the eye, and then turn and look at the other one, smile, and I'm going to second wind, get some HP back.
Okay. You see a small, but definitely there, wet spot appear on his trousers. Puts up Kes.
All right. Kes went down, so he's prone. He's going to have to use half his movement to get back up. There's a quick glance around. Tomy and Carmine, are they looking really hurt, or are you guys okay still?
Tomy's at one hit point.
I have one hit point.
What about Carmine?
Carmine's looking all right.
Okay. What about Wheela and Roisin? Roisin? Roisin.
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 Yeah, it's all good. Wheela. I'm good.
I'm at full.
Okay.
I want to kill that wizard, but I also should probably help. So I'm going to draw a short sword and a dagger and come up and attack this one that's on Carmine and Tomy. So, short sword... 10 probably misses.
A 10 will miss, unfortunately.
Okay. Then I can nick with my dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Nice.
So it's not going to get the plus 4, so that's only 8 damage, but I do get sneak attack because I have an ally within 5 feet of the person.
Mm-hmm.
So an additional 2d6. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Oh, snake eyes.
Damn. 2 more damage for a total of 8 damage, I think that was.
All right. He's looking pretty hurt.
Boo. But that's all I can do.
Wow, the dice are not on our side today.
All right. So, you hear from the other side of the deck that same voice say, "I don't know why you're holding back. Just do it." You hear the guy say, "But we'll hit our own men." And he says, "I don't care." As a little red mote flies over the gap.
Oh, no.
No!
I've killed the wizard.
I need everybody to make a dex save, except for Hayren.
Dexterity saving throw.
Oh, fuck me, so bad.
Nat 20, 26.
All right. Take half damage.
15.
Also 16.
15. All right. Who got higher? Who got under a 13?
I don't think anyone did.
Nice. I bet it still kills me.
It'll be 18 points of damage.
Ah, that's double my hit points. I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm dead too.
I'm
Wait, is 18
dead.
Is 18 half damage or the full damage?
Oh, sorry. It's 17 points. I forgot to round down. It was 35.
I think that still kills me, though.
Right? I think that still kills people who are at one hit point, yeah.
Yeah, that still kills me.
I mean, I'm not dead, I guess, but...
I'm unconscious.
Unconscious?
Definitely unconscious.
Same.
Tommy, you are going to get a little bit of a mercy here, and you are not dead. At the last second, Tommy, you're able to take the body of the one that's dead in front of you. Shield yourself by it.
Is that a record? Like an hour and 40 minutes?
Right?
I'm a dead.
Alright. Puts up Eva's turn. She's gonna finish flying down to the deck and draw a rapier. And look at you, Ren. And she says, "I reckon you want to surrender right now."
The purpose that you're here? I mean, I will surrender.
All right. And as you see, but nobody else does. First things first, the captain says, "At least let me tend to the people to make sure they're okay. I don't want anybody to die that doesn't have to die." And Eva nods as she rushes over and is able to stabilize everybody. Ren, you see Tirigar the Deadly peer on the other side of the ship. A tall, imposing creature with a pirate hat, blue skin, and squid-like tentacles for a mouth.
Ew. Nope, that's a mind flayer, motherfucker. That's a mind flayer nastiness.
He crosses over and he talks to the captain for a moment. Would you like to try listening in to what he is saying?
Am I conscious?
No, this is just for Hayren.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just for me? Sorry. Yeah, I would.
All right, roll perception check.
Okay. Straight 9 for a 9.
All right. You're unable to make out the details of their negotiation. Though you do hear the captain say, "We're just hauling grains and people. We don't have anything worthwhile." And when she says that, Eva points her sword at you, Hayren, and says, "This one's valuable."
Oh, hell no.
Not for reasons that are not gross.
No, I know, but still. Yeah.
For reasons that are not gross, they say in character.
Yeah, for reasons that aren't gross. Tara Grass says, "What's gross? I don't know what's gross." He says, "Well, that does give me an idea. Madam's paying top dollars for good fighters, and those people lasted longer than I thought. Think I'll be taking them." And so, Hayren, the Eva comes over to you with a pair of manacles and goes to put them on to you. Do you allow her to do that?
Oh, I was going to say, during this time, was it possible for me, like, was I being stared down while they're, like, could I have casted a mage hand or something?
I would say Eva has probably not taken her eyes off of you since you are a former, or a rival of hers.
Right. Okay. Everyone is, like, pretty dead. The captain look like they're surrendering.
Yeah.
Do I have a choice?
Do you ask Eva that?
Mm-hmm.
She says, you always have a choice. She says, go ahead, resist. Mm-mm. All right. She slaps the manacles on you, there's not a lot of pirates left. You guys got through a lot of them. Along with the pirate wizard, they pull the ship closer and toss you on it, and they pick up the now manacled but still alive bodies of your not friends, but fighting companions, boon buddies for a moment.
Chris.
And as that happens, I was getting to that, Amanda.
Okay.
You notice with, what's your perception, your passive perception, Hayren?
10.
You just catch like a little glimpse of movement. You can't quite make it out, but something happens near Tomi that you're not quite sure what happens.
Near Tomi?
Yeah. Something, you just got like a glimpse of movement that came out of the dissipating fog cloud.
Do I, is Eva, like, valuable? Like, would she be a possible, like, hostage?
No. She is not wanted in the way that you are.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, Rin, you are led below decks, where the kind of unconscious bodies of these people are thrown into a cell with you, and the door is shut. And then after a little bit, you feel the wind, you hear the wind pick back up, and you feel movement as the ship begins to sail away. And I'm going to say that you don't even need to roll for it. You know exactly what direction they are heading. And it is the one direction that you least wanted to go to. Due north.
Is everyone unconscious?
Yes, everyone but you.
And we're all in a cell?
You're all in the cell together, yep. You see Carmine, Roisin, Ula, Kes, and Tomi all in this cell.
And
Carmine's with us? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll get that game of cards anyway.
Do we have our stuff?
You notice that, like, your weapons are, like, just kind of, like, in a basket, like, near the outside of the door, but not inside. But anything else you still have on your person. They didn't have a lot of time to, like, go through your stuff while you were here.
Okay. Can I, like, dig through everyone's unconscious bodies for, like, something that could help wake them up? The berries or anything, for example.
Carmine had good berries.
Yes. You remember Carmine had some good berries. You check him first, and you find a pouch that has 5 good berries in it.
Yeah!
Okay. I go to the one that healed before, first.
All right. Ula?
Yes, I will. Ula had, like, warned everyone, right? So I'm just going to shove a berry. Sorry, manacles are slapping you in the face.
What?
I'm just going to shove a berry in your mouth.
Ugh.
Talk chew.
Make me chew.
Oh, also, this would be a good place for a bio break if anybody would like a couple minutes to stand up, stretch, use the restroom. Or we can keep going if everyone's good. Yeah? Okay,
literally like 3 minutes. I need a snack, not a bath.
Yeah, let's just take 5 minutes. So,
yep, just a thank you. Break.
All right, so Ula, you come to shackled in this dingy cell on this creaking, rickety boat.
What the fuck is going on? Somebody get the number of that guy that fucking fireballed us? Shit. Unfortunately, a thing that maybe you don't think about if you've never played a cleric, there are no cantrip healing spells.
Nope.
Mm-mm. None. So what I can do is medicine checks.
Well, there's also enough good berries for everybody to be.
Okay.
There are a convenient number of good berries.
So I will assist in getting good berries into other people. I do not have the dexterity to even begin considering getting myself out of these cuffs. So... although I am very small, are they sized for normal people?
Good berries?
No,
the manacles.
No, they have manacles in varying sizes.
Oh well.
In a world with halflings and fairies and Goliaths, they have a, you know, the manacle, you know, you should really just quit adventuring and go into the manacle making business. There are so many various makes and models that you could be selling.
Where'd you make your money? Oh, my family's in the manacle business.
Oh, I heard it's Lan.
Marty Manacle of the Midhaven Manacles? All right, so, Ren, do you wake everybody else up? Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all come to, with one exception, as you go to feed Tomi, her good berry, you feel a little nip at your finger. And as you look, you see just a little badger face poking out from underneath her jacket.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
Roll me an animal handling check. It's so rare that I get the call on these. So.
Oh no. For once, my wisdom is not 14.
Nice.
All right. As you're able to coax the badger into letting you feed Tomi a berry, once it realizes that you're not attacking her.
I'm helping. I only have one left for her.
All right.
When Kes comes to, he's going to realize he's shackled. Fuck. Damn it. He's going to kick the cage door, the cell door. I'm guessing it doesn't budge.
No.
Is there anyone down here watching us?
Roll me a perception check.
Oop. 15.
There does not appear to be anybody at the moment. It looks like you maybe did a pretty good dent on this crew's population.
Fucking damn it. Fucking wizards always kill the wizard first. You know this. I killed a goddamn wizard. Trying to be a hero. This is what being a hero gets. And I'm going to pull out my thieves' tools and start trying to get my manacles off.
I'm going to scoot slightly further away from this fellow.
Chris, with my background, can I try to escape the manacles?
I will let Matthew go ahead and roll a thieves' tools check. Dexterity. You have proficiency in thieves' tools, right?
I do.
And then, Amanda, I will let you roll an acrobatics check.
Nine.
Can I give assistance? Can I scooch over? Because I'm a tiny little adorable turtle. Mm-hmm. So I'll kind of like scooch over and be like, I'll like hold my hands underneath yours so that if you drop anything, you don't have to go fumbling and finding for it. So I'm
sure,
like,
I'll give you advantage of that. Because I'm a kind and merciful DM, despite all evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, you just whomped us.
18 with advantage.
Tomi and Kes, you very quickly get out of your manacles.
Me next. Excellent. Me next.
And be I look quiet. Cute. I'll try getting Tomi's manacles off.
All right, I would say with your hands freed, in just a matter of a few minutes, you can get everybody out of their manacles.
Okay. And then I'm going to
flavor them.
Whoever I help, I ask, do you want me to show you how to do it?
And then I'm going to start working on the cell door.
All
just right. For flavor, I take Kes, I take your like the sleeve of your shirt, and I pull you over to Rasheen next.
What? Oh, to get the manacles off.
But, yeah.
Gotcha.
Carmine's like,
Ren, do you want me to show you how to do it?
Carmine's like, I really thought I'd do better at this whole guarding thing.
You only saved all of our lives. What?
That's true.
It doesn't feel like it.
We'd still be unconscious.
He kind of looks around and says, does anybody know why we're here?
Nope. No, don't care. We're getting out of here.
Please.
Yeah?
Oh, yes?
I might have an idea. To be completely forthright, first, I am a wizard. Please do not kill me. I think. not with them. Well, not with them now. We're from the same place, technically, I suppose. But I think they're taking us to Sinport.
Oh,
really, Sinport. Yeah.
And this is a place that, you all have heard of as a notorious den of vice and piracy and shenanigans.
That doesn't sound like a place we want to go.
Doesn't sound terrible.
Depends on your sensibilities.
Why I really, really don't want to go back.
Back.
Well, hey, what's up? What happened?
Nothing. It's not a safe place. And
Carmen's like, no, this is a safe place. You could talk. Oh, no, I see what you mean.
Thank you. I feel very safe here. But yeah, I will relay the information that I recalled about the captain and the shenanigans that it's up to.
When she describes the captain, would I recognize what kind of creature they are?
That's a good question. Roll me, anybody that wants to can roll me their choice of history or magic. Arcane.
Magic is not as, okay.
Arcane. Arcana. Neither is arcane. Wow, I am slaying it at this whole DMing business.
18 Arcana.
I got...
Ooh, 30, 20.
Is it history or...
Your choice, history or arcana. 17.
17,
18. Roisin, did you roll?
20. No.
Okay. Those of you that rolled, it sounds like you all got above 15. You kind of shiver as you recall what you've heard of mind flayers, otherwise known as illithids. Magical, evil creatures that feed on the brains of living things. Fearsome and terrible. I will also say that you would also recognize that an illithid is probably a foe well above your current capabilities.
Well, have I ever seen one in real life?
I'm going to roll for it. Okay. With your unique background, there's about a 25% chance that you have.
Yes. Secrets. Already the secrets.
Yes, you have seen one before, and they are unpleasant creatures. You and your crew definitely relocated immediately after seeing one.
Please don't take this as me seeing something racist, because I don't want you to take this like that, but it's just really uncomfortable being around the elephants.
Yeah.
They aren't underwater creatures at all, right?
No.
No. Okay.
What are illithids? Why am I speaking in a What happened?
Okay, Tex. Well,
what are illithids? What are illithids?
They're also called mind flayers. They live underground and they will eat your brains.
They have tentacles for mouths.
That's it.
But not in a fun way.
No! Definitely not.
Am I making any progress picking the lock on the door?
Roll me a... with disadvantage, roll me a thieves' tools check.
Disadvantage.
Yeah, wait. Because the lock is on the other side of the door.
Okay.
If we're on a ship with a terrible creature, what's going to happen if we get out of the cage?
16.
You do not make progress on it.
Shit.
It is a confounding lock. As you say that, Roisin, I love it when the characters give me the segues I crave. You hear heavy footsteps coming down the stairs.
Immediately hide my thieves' tools.
Everybody look! Found.
Yeah. Towering in the doorway, a little shorter than you, Roisin, only 7 feet tall, you see this large creature. Let me give you a better look at him.
I bet I'm about to be upset.
No, this one's not so bad, I promise.
I'm anticipating, if I did actually see that.
Okay. So, you see just this, tall, he's wearing a pirate hat, kind of the pirate's outfit, and just long, ever-writhing tentacles from his where his mouth ought to be. And he says,
"Captives, you have proven your worth by defeating most of my crew."
He's actually speaking vocally to us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The mouth tentacles writhe. He says,
"Your fierceness and bravery gives you worth, just not to me. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to be good little creatures, and you're going to stay in your cell for the next few days, not cause me any problems. And I'll feed you and make sure that you're well taken care of. And if there's no futile attempts at rebellion or obstinance. There's no reason that any of you need to die.
What's your plan for us?
Well, it's been a while since I've been to Sinport, and unfortunately, pickings have been slim lately. And when I dock, I'm going to need something to tithe to the madam. That's where you all come in.
What do all of those words mean? Are you selling us?
No, he's giving us away to make somebody else happy.
That still seems like you think we're property.
Oh, better property than dead.
I'm not sure I agree.
So here's what's going to happen. You're going to put your manacles back on. You're going to stop attempting to pick the locks of this cell. And we're all going to have a nice, quiet trip to Sinport.
I mean, like, stop picking the lock on the cell, but don't worry about the manacles, right?
I don't repeat myself.
I'm trying to negotiate here.
I don't negotiate with hostages.
Do you maybe have, like, some nice lotion for manacles?
Well.
Madam wouldn't want us all actually to check.
Roll me a persuasion check with a disadvantage.
Advantage, we're helping!
Fine, I'll give it to you flat, because I... Yeah. Despite all evidence to the contrary, I'm a nice and merciful DM.
19 plus. I got good persuasion. Where is it? Plus 6, 25.
6.
I will ensure that my first mate makes sure that your arms are well taken care of.
I appreciate that.
If we're going to be Nard, if we're going to be manacled for days, but we need to, but you have us for fight, like you're keeping us because we're good fighters. What about the exercises I need to do to stay in shape in order to be a good fighter?
That's a great question.
My muscles atrophy very quickly if I don't work out enough.
I am sure that you will be able to get your gains when you arrive in the madam's possession.
I don't know. We might have to tell her.
I am beginning to think that you all are not taking me seriously. So here's what's going to happen. One of you is going to die.
No, it's kidding.
And he says, and then anytime any of you try to defy me, I will take another one.
But if you need us to be in the good graces...
If your manacles aren't on, by the time I finish this sentence, you will be the one I pick. Now, do I have any questions, any more nibbling complaints? I'm growing vexed, and when I get vexed, I get hungry.
I'm incapable of not giving you shit as a DM when I went through and only had one turn in that entire combat.
So do all of you put your manacles on?
Yeah. I can take them off anytime I want to, so I'll just slide
them back on. All right. As you all put them on, he unlocks the door and opens it. And he's going to go to each one of you and check them to make sure that they are attached. Have any of you not actually closed
when
your
manacles? When he starts checking them, I will actually close mine.
All right.
And then, satisfied that they're all locked, he starts to walk out. And he says, oh yes, I was hungry. And with that, he casts a spell and yanks Carmine out of the sail and slams the door shut. And you watch as he takes his little squid lips over Carmine's head, and Carmine screams, and then it falls silent.
Mm-mm. No.
As Carmine drops to the floor, he says, "Know this. I'm a man of my word. They call me the Deadly. And that is not a name that was given, but was earned." And with that, he turns around and walks back up the stairs.
He's not even going to clean his plate?
So, over the course of the next few days, are you all well behaved? Question.
Quick question first. Mm-hmm. Can I reach Carmine's coin purse through the bars?
I'm going to roll for it. Do you want high or low?
High.
Come on.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I take that. And yes, I'm well behaved.
He had 4 gold pieces and 6 silver pieces on him.
Nice. Ooh. If anyone but the Mind Flayer comes down to check on us, I'm going to insistently ask them what they're going to do with Carmine. One, because leaving a dead body around really is mm-hmm. awful and against like what you should do. And two, she's really grossed out. Just like, this is dead. Okay, yeah. Dead body.
So I'd say the first day, they come to Eva comes down with like bowls of food for each of you. And she says, "Look, no funny business. I'm going to open the door, give you your food. And if you fuck around..." She just points upstairs.
What are you going to do with Carmine?
She says, "I'm supposed to leave him there as a reminder of what bad behavior gets you."
I thought we were going to be sold as some sort of tax. You wouldn't want us getting sick, would you?
Well, maybe a persuasion check.
Didn't expect that to result in a roll. Motherfucker!
What'd you get?
Completely unpersuaded. Obviously a nat 1. 2-in-1 session is too many.
Somebody could give you a inspiration if they wanted to.
How many? Nah.
I'll give you mine.
Go ahead and reroll.
He might try to kill us again.
So?
I love Amanda playing chicken with the light of the oncoming tray.
Mm-hmm. All right. Persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
19.
She says, "That's a good point. Wouldn't want the madam to get upset."
He didn't seem to care, but you should. It's your cut, right? Wow, I'm edging into all my other characters.
It's hard. So she drops off your food, shuts the door, and looks at you, Heron. And roll me an insight check, actually, as she looks at you. Yes, Amanda?
Somebody's just holding her hand.
Oh, what's a natural?
And that 20?
Yeah.
As you get this first close look at her, and she's kind of looking at you, you see this close up, this person that you know well and kind of hated, or at least that she kind of hated you. I don't know if it was mutual. Like, this is a person who is scared. And perhaps has kind of realized too late that they have made a poor choice by enlisting in this crew and rising up in its ranks. But as she looks at you for a second, she looks like she goes to say something, and then she just stops and leans down and grabs Carmine, and with one arm just sort of picks him up off the ground and drags him out.
Is there a chance for me to say something?
Oh, there's always a chance for you to say something.
Okay. You happy? That's what you wanted?
She says that. I imagine you say that as she picks up Carmine, and she just sort of looks down into his head, and of course, yeah, and starts to like drag him.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you raising your hand for me?
Yes,
you could just ask me a question.
Well, you seemed like you were preoccupied, so I was just waiting my turn.
What?
I was wondering, do you have maybe any, like, small mammals or invertebrates or maybe, like, tiny berries and fruits?
The ship's got rats, if that's what you're asking.
I didn't use a rat. Do you stare some down here?
As she picks up Carmine, she just kicks a couple of them towards you.
Thank you.
I also have a question.
By the gods, what?
Does the captain have tentacles coming out the other end, too? I figured I'd ask, since I'm sure you have plenty of experience brown nosing.
Yeah.
She rolled a nat 2 on her deception check. Until she hears the second part, like almost a chuckle comes out, and then just the look of real like anger and like she just kind of glowers. Her face turns a little red, and then she leaves.
That was a zinger.
All right. So over the next couple days, food that you get fed once a day. Tomi, you're able to lure rats in. I'm assuming to feed. Oh yeah, by the way, do you introduce everybody to your friend?
Oh yeah. I pull him out. And I'm like, everyone, this is Sir Greg. He's my traveling companion.
Sir Greg.
And it's a
family name.
There's a baby badger. Not like old enough to be winged, but like still really small and cute.
Wait, you said badger, but then you said winged.
Oh, winged. As in not on the tit.
Okay, I was like, a badger with wings? Wow.
Not on the tit.
Wow!
This isn't Avatar The Last Airbender. The badgers don't have wings.
I mean, a winged cat, they sound like you won't let me wing anything else.
The badger just sort of kind of chirps happily at the lot of you.
Oh my god.
I feed him a little bit of rat. I assume my stick is out there.
Yeah.
Are our weapons...
I'm sorry, oh, sorry, I just can't understand you right now.
She says to the badger.
Our weapons have been just, like, sitting out.
They're, like, in, like, a basket, yeah.
Okay. Can I, like, would this be considered not behaving if we were to have... Do you need something from out there?
It's just, if I have my staff, I can cast Speak with Animals, and I can talk with Sir Greg.
I don't think the captain would like that.
Yeah. And that's what I figured. That's why I told him to chill out.
Well, is the door open still?
The gate to the room? No, it's closed.
Okay. Could I, like, I mean, there's probably people, they're not always there, right? Could I, like...
You would gather that there is, like, the captain, the first mate, one wizard and one hand. That is all that's left after you guys decimated most of their crew. So it's a pretty skeletal crew. You all don't get checked in on that often. The captain is mostly relying on the fact that he'll eat your brains to keep you in check.
We already know he could kill us in a second.
Yeah.
Can I cast mage hand to like grab...
So you can, you'd have to slip out of your shackles to do it, which you can do, as we've established. Do you risk it, though?
I think we should probably leave it.
Okay. I will leave it. I'll leave it.
Yeah, because the spell requires...
it's not an emergency.
Because the spell requires somatic components, you have to have your hands free for that.
Got it.
Any spell that just has V for verbal, you can cast without using your hands, which I think for you is just Mind Sliver. So
by no way worth making anyone cranky.
Yeah. So I will say, unless you guys get up to anything, you have a few days. You can hit your long rest buttons, change your spells if you need to change your spells. Mm-hmm. We can fast forward to where things start to happen again. unless there's anything else anybody wants to do.
I had a question. When they said the madam, is that, can I gather that?
Yeah.
The one, okay.
That is the madam, yeah.
I asked everyone their names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys get a chance to get to know each other, too. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I introduced myself to people.
Same.
Oh, just real quick, let's just do that. How do you, like, with what names do you introduce yourself to each other?
My name's Ula.
Ula.
And Tell me, Humblepot. Just tell me. This is Sir Greg. Again.
I like Greg. Greg.
Sir Greg.
Sweet.
Oh, sorry. Sir Greg.
Sir Greg. Yeah, he's very picky about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, his dad is very picky about it. So,
who's his dad?
Lord Greg.
What about before that?
I don't know. I can ask him, but I need the right stick.
I'm Roisin.
Hey, Ren.
So who's the first officer lady? Seems like you two know each other.
That's Eva Thorne. It's strange. Can't call her Eva. Always has to be Eva Thorne. Like she's Beyonce, but the opposite.
The anti-Beyonce. Got it.
How do you know her?
We grew up together. She was not very kind. But then again, most people weren't, so.
Where did you grow up?
In where we're going, in Simport.
Oh. I mean, it doesn't sound like a great place. Is that the right impression?
It's a great place for some people. You know, be gay, do crimes. All of that. But again, not necessarily in the fun way.
Oh.
A lot of the time. For the people that end up dead and swindled.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds not fun.
Or the third category, where you are just trying to be on a ship, minding your own business, and then you get captured and brought there.
Mm. Yeah, you know that a lot of people get press-ganged to Sinport.
Mm-hmm. So if we're being taken there as a tithe to this madam, what does that mean?
What's she going to do with us? Who's this madam?
Yeah.
If you want, since I don't expect you to have memorized the handout, I can feed you the information that that they would want to know. Give me just a second. So she is Madame Zorkana. She is the current ruler of Sinport. She's a Wanti pirate who docked there for some rest and relaxation 15 years ago and never left. She opened up a house of pleasure that everyone believes that she won in a game of cards. And basically she's been running the place for the last 5 years, and is not a person you want to trifle with. Mm-hmm. And so, what she would probably do, if you've been gang pressed, is that she would, take you, and then sell you to a ship, and they would basically force you to work on the ship until they got to a dock, at which point you would be essentially free to go.
Mm. Interesting.
And so, Heyren said all of that.
That would suck.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I mean...
I'm not the most athletic.
But if we're just working on a ship and then they let us free again, there's worse things than that.
It depends where the ship goes, where they lead you off.
And they're probably not going to pay us, right?
No, they do not pay you for the...
Not paid.
Probably take everything you have before they let you off, too.
Can I check my purse? Do I still have my money?
Yeah, they never searched you guys.
Yeah.
Huh. Is there any way we can get out of this before we make it too simple? Doesn't really seem like it.
Not unless you fancy your chances either sneaking off the boat and swimming, hoping shore is nearby, or taking the ship in a fight, which I don't fancy our chances.
No, not with that captain.
Yeah, you all would think that the five of you are more than a match probably for Eva, the wizard, and the one pirate left, but that mind flayer is definitely an obstacle.
Is there, I know you said she was not kind, but is there any angle you could work with Eva, Heyren? Get her on our side.
I could try. That might be a good idea. She seemed like she's scared, maybe. I don't know, maybe dragging Carmine's body away, she seemed like she wasn't so sure about doing this. But I also didn't want to risk saying something and it getting back to it not working and then us start.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to try it.
Not good with people.
I don't mean you individually. I mean, if we all want to do it, we can.
Based on having been on boats for quite a while now, would I have any idea how much more time we have until we get to Sinport?
Just a couple days.
Maybe it's worth it to mention something to her right whenever we're getting close to shore. So that we can maybe do something about it once we get on shore. I don't think we're getting off this boat without the captain say so.
I don't think so either. Did we try something immediately offshore? So as soon as we dock, or do we try something later on? Okidens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do I know anything about this process enough to know, like, when a best window of opportunity is? And or is there any way I could play my, like, whatever's going on to help us?
So what will happen is you've seen it enough. You'll be chained together when you get to the, when you guys dock. And you'll be led through town. And depending on the captain... Some people might like try to like scuffle on the streets to take them from them. that happens. It's a pretty anarchic place. You would gather, based on Tiragar's reputation, it's probably not going to happen this time.
that someone would, you're saying that people are marched to the streets and sometimes they're stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll relay that. Do I? Would I gather I would be also in the same position?
That is a great question. You would guess that you probably are not going to get game pressed with everybody else. That you are far more valuable for other reasons, which I will not say out loud.
But they're not weird reasons.
But not weird reasons.
Yeah. Totally normal reason.
Not gross.
Not gross.
Could I... Would my family be able to, like, stand up to, like...
Potentially, yeah. If you could, if you could signal them when you got there, That's a potential avenue for rescue. Though, I would say knowing your family, they might also just pay them for you and, you know, fuck the rest of these folks. Okay. All right.
So, this street parade, the first thing that comes to my mind is that I can disappear from one place and reappear in another place.
Mm. They're probably going to take our weapons and stuff from us, though, like, solidly instead of, you know, kind of within reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be, like, bringing them, like, yeah, they'll be bringing them with them, because, hey, Ren, they'll get more money for you all if they have your stuff. Because who wants to equip a person? Mm.
I will say that.
Sounds like maybe this is a play it by ear kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I can cast up a fog cloud again if it will benefit us. But that's only if my hands are free, so there's that.
Should we start a riot?
I would love to start a riot. That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. Okay, so, all right, you all talk about this. Is there anything you do before you arrive? Do you want to try to bring Eva in on it, or are you just going to keep it to yourselves?
I don't trust her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a few days later, oh yeah, I'm sorry, we started, for those of you that are keeping notes, on the 20th, God, I'm off my game. We started on the 22nd of Rebirth, a Moon's Day, and it is now the 27th of Rebirth, Rest Day, as you all hear the sounds of gulls outside your windows, indicating that you are getting close to land. And as you hear those sounds, you hear heavy footsteps. And for only the second time on this journey, you see the captain at your doorstep. And in his hands, you see a silver chain, long, probably about 30 feet of it.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Did he ever send down the lotion?
Yes, yes. That later that day, Eva brought the lotion down.
Tommy thanks him for the lotion.
He says, I am very happy that you all are reasonable people and have made this a drama-free journey. Though I do begin to hunger, should any of you feel like stepping out of line. He says, he points to Kess first. Says, and he opens the gate and he says, step outside.
I'll step out.
All right. He's going to take your manacles and he Basically, there's a little hook on the bottom that he clips into the chain, and then he shuts it and locks it so that you are locked in to this chain. He gestures to the basket with your guys' stuff in it. He says, "You will carry this."
Aye, aye, Captain. So pick up the basket of stuff.
All right. He points to Ula next.
Yay. All
right. And so he clips you onto the chain. Then Roisin, followed by Tomi, followed by Heyrin at the end. And he leads you all up the stairs awkwardly, chained close enough together that it's a little awkward to move, seemingly by intentionality. And as you all shuffle up, you see the ship sliding in to a large moonstone quay that has been built into this little tip of land. You see a kind of ramshackle town on the hillside above this quay, dominated in the center by this large building. You see behind it, further up on the hill, some fancier looking like manors and estates and things like that, which, Heyrin, you know is where the families live. Heyrin, as you look around, roll me a perception check.
11.
Your heart sinks a little when you realize that the Morningstar flagship is not in the dock. Your family is not here.
Okay.
And the ship makes its way into the quay. Eva, the wizard, and the other hand get the busy like securing it down, and Eva pulls the plank up and down onto the dock, and she goes down first, and then the captain from behind you says, "The rest of you go down single file, and just so you know, I can grab you with my brain should you try to escape.
So if we fall, we'll be safe."
All right, so you all...
I am trying to keep my smart-ass comments behind my teeth so hard. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you all are led down the gangplank onto the dock. The captain following closely behind, and the wizard behind him. The one hand left behind to keep watching the ship. As Eva starts to lead you through town and up the hill towards the very large building in the center of it. So, as you guys start to walk up, you see people kind of coming out of taverns and like looking at this procession. You hear somebody yell, "Oh, you done fucked up now!" Mm-hmm. And drunkenly laugh. Hey. Yes, ma'am. What's that? Yeah, you see him.
Mm-hmm. Finger gun him.
he drunkenly finger guns you back. Yeah, there's just some catcalling and people like just yelling things to the extent of basically you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feels that.
Hey, Ren, as you look around for any familiar face, you just see strangers. You start making your way up the hill. I'm going to ask now, do you guys get up to any fuckery?
I mean, he's right behind us.
Yeah, right? He is right there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, as you get closer to the Temple of Calamity, which is, you know, your destination, you do see a familiar face, a friend, not involved with any of the families, just like a person who like often served you drinks at the cafe. And he is going to sign at you and using common sign language and ask, what can I do?
Sorry, who is this?
It's basically your barista.
Oh, okay.
Just like somebody like you've known for years.
Can I really quick? What would do people look riotable? Does it look like there could be shit started?
In Sinport, always, yes.
Okay. I will communicate. Don't get yourself in trouble. It's like Captain Tirigar. Mm-hmm. You can obviously see. If you could create a big enough distraction, if you know what I mean, I will owe you forever.
Okay. All right. And then just roll me a... let's call it a... I'll say a sleight of hand or a deception check to kind of do this without drawing attention to yourself from the captain, since you're standing right in front of him.
Okay. Sleight of hand, 7.
Total?
17.
17, yeah, okay.
17.
All right. He doesn't seem to catch on to what you're doing. Your friend, your barista friend, just signs back, I will do my best.
This is going to be examining the buildings as they pass, and I messaged you something, Chris.
Yeah. Roll me a perception check.
Do perception. 7.
Maybe if you could get a better look at them, but right now, like, the streets are lined with jeerers.
Yeah. Okay.
Just people, yeah, people talking about how fucked y'all are. All right, so you make it through the doors into this large temple. You see, as you walk in, you see dicks drawn on every plank of wood that make up this building. there is a font of water right by the entrance, which, hey, Ren, you would definitely know not to drink or let anybody else here drink.
Is that drunk water?
Yeah. you are led into what looks to be a giant tavern. There's people like gambling and drinking and chatting and making out. And as you all walk in, everything goes dead silent.
Ew. I don't like that.
Gross people.
And everybody just kind of... Roll me an insight check, everybody.
Balls.
13.
20.
9.
That is a 11.
All right, who got a 20?
Somebody did, thank God.
Roisin, these people are shocked. Which does not jive with what, like, Heyren has been saying. Like, and, like, not only are they shocked, but they're, like, excitedly on edge. Like, the energy has just changed in, a way that, like, people seem, like, people want to know what's going to happen next.
Aaron, this doesn't fit with what you said. People are shocked.
The captain says, shut up.
Rude.
Yeah. Eva leads you all. There's a big set of stairs in one end of it, and Eva leads you up the stairs to where, Heyren, you know, the madam holds court.
I got a really bad score on my insight, but can I catch the vibe on where the energy is going
Like, it's hard to miss that everybody goes quiet.
Yeah. What'd you get on your insight?
An 8.
Yeah. Yeah, people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you all make your way up the stairs into a large room. You see there is what appears to be a large throne-like chair at one end of it that's empty. And at the top of the stairs, you see a tiefling woman with, like, midnight blue skin, white hair, and, like, ram's horns. She's holding a clipboard. And
you said hey, light blue skin?
Midnight blue skin. Hey, Ren, you've never seen this woman before in your life. And she looks at the a lot of you up the stairs. Captain Tiragar comes up there, and she's just kind of making notes on a clipboard. And she says, all right, what's this? Captain Tiragar is like, a tithe for the madam, of course. He kind of tugs on Hayren's chains, and I believe this one is worth some money as well. Huh, okay. Here to sell some people. Got it. She kind of looks you all over, looks the captain up and down, looks at Eva and the wizard. And she looks at the wizard and she says, we have like a two-person limit for people doing business with the madame. And the wizard looks to the captain and says, go downstairs. She leads you all to the center of the room and says, wait here, I'll go get her.
So who's with us right now, captain or wizard?
The captain and Eva are both there with you. Eva's kind of at the front of you, the captain's in the back. The five of you are in the middle. What's everybody's passive perception? Sorry, I should have this written down, but I don't yet.
11.
10?
13.
What'd you say, Tomi?
13.
What'd you say, Roisin?
13.
Oh, Ula?
16.
Ula, you're the only person that notices. There is two people in the back of the room behind you that are just kind of keeping out of sight. One of them is a Goliath, and the other one is a large firbolg. And they both are just sitting in the back of the room, arms crossed, watching all of this.
So they're like, we walked in the door, and then they're behind us next to the door?
Like, so the stairs go up, and there's, like, room behind the stairs that you guys did not go into. And so they're just kind of back there lurking in the shadows.
Okay.
After a moment, the tiefling comes back out and stands kind of off to the side and says, yes, the madame will be here in just a second. And,
can I do... Just like a vibe check. What's a vibe check?
Yeah.
Like insight. Roll me insight. Anybody wants to make a vibe check?
Yes, please. Try not to roll a one.
Okay.
Three. This is fun.
Three. Kes, what'd you get?
I didn't roll.
Okay. Roisin?
16.
Hey, Ren?
I also have a 3.
Tomi?
15.
Tomi and Roisin, like, you get, like, this tiefling looks almost giddy about something.
Everybody seems giddy about something. This is interesting.
I specifically wanted to... is this tiefling actually trying to pull something over?
You get a little bit of that vibe for sure.
Okay.
All right. So... after a moment, a door to the back opens, and instead of a Wanti coming out, Hayren, you see a tall Goliath with faint blue skin, a pirate's cap on, an eye patch, and
oh my God.
She walks out and sits in the throne, manspreading, and looks at the lot of you and says, "Yeah, there's new management here. I'm the new madam. Name's Una. And you all fucked up." And she looks over and says, "Tiff, what do these fuckers want?"
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Shay and Joe's sake, this is one of Amanda's former characters.
What's the name again?
Una. U-N-A.
Thank you.
And the captain says, "I don't understand. I was told that you would be interested in using these people." Una says, "Yeah, new management. And, yeah, fucking slavery? We're fucking done with that here." Actually, I don't know. Why don't you say it, Amanda, since it's your character and you can do
it. No, you do it. You're her.
All right.
I'm here right now.
You kind of, as she says that, everybody sees now the guards in the back steps forward, and you realize that one of the Goliaths looks like a younger version of the person standing in front of you, perhaps a sister or something. The captain says, "I do not mean to offend. I am operating off of old knowledge. They are yours to do with what you will. Except for this one." And he kind of gestures at Hayren. "There's a bounty on her, and I intend to collect it."
Does Una look like... Does the Madame Una look like she's powerful enough to take on this mind player?
Roll me... No, I'm not even going to make your own insight check. Yes. And as you look at her, yeah, like... She's got, like, tattoos all over. She's got these really striking gold tattoos. There's an eagle's eye on one shoulder and talons on another. And it's like, "Tell you what, they're mine, all of them. And I'll let you leave with only one of you being punished for this."
Oh, it should be him.
The captain.
I duck back down.
The captain sizes her up for a second, looks at Tiff, looks at the two guards in the back.
Oh, it's Tiff.
Yes.
Oh.
I love Tiff.
And he says, "A good captain knows when he's been outplayed." He says, "Fine, you may punish my officer." And Eva looks at him, like, wide-eyed in terror.
No, it should really be him!
Una looks at Tiff, and she says, "What's the over-under?" Tiff says 3. Una says, "I'll do it in 2. And she says, "Captain, you're a coward. A real warrior would have faced me head-on and volunteered to do it so. And there's only one thing to do with cowards." And she pulls a big hammer off the ground next to the throne. And
you're done fucked up now, Squid Dick.
Yeah.
Her tattoos shine brightly for a second as she hurls the hammer. It careens through the air between the lot of you and slams straight into the head of Captain Tiragar, exploding in an explosion of light and fire. And the captain screams in pain as the hammer continues past him. And then Una concentrates for a second, and the hammer flips midair and slams through him a second time, exploding again. And as that happens, his you just hear a sickly crunch as his neck snaps and the back of his head caves in, and he falls to the ground dead. Una catches the hammer and says, "See, I told you it'd be two." What's that?
Was Una Thor?
No, but Una picked up Una had fought with a warhammer and picked up a returning one on her travels.
Yeah.
It's just a good visual.
Yeah.
So can we take these off now?
Una nods.
Okay.
I hold my hands up to Cass.
Eva, by the way, Eva very quickly like starts unlocking your shackles, like her hands shaking as she does it.
I'll dump the basket of weapons and let everyone take their stuff, and Kez takes his. Appreciate it, Madam Una, Queen Una. I don't know what the formal title is.
Captain Una.
Captain Una, you got it.
And as she says that, you hear kind of light footsteps as this little, very tall for a 2-year-old, but definitely like toddling Goliath kid with like long blonde hair comes running out. And he says, Mama Una, Wallop head, Wallop Squidman, Wallop. And you see this kind of tall, broad-shouldered woman, a human woman with long blonde hair, come like just kind of casually walking out. She says, now, Val, come on back. Your mother's got shit to do. And scoops him up, struggling a little bit with his weight, her weight. nods at you, and she says, what's all this? And it just says, dead pirate didn't get the memo. And her partner takes their child back into the back. Thanks. So, Tiff kind of nods to the other two guards, and they pick up the captain and start dragging him down the stairs. Eva's standing there uncomfortably, Eva Thorne, and Captain is like, oh, why are you still standing here? It looks like you got a promotion. Now get the fuck out of here.
Oh, she gets the shit!
Yeah.
Nice.
And as Eva starts to scamper down the stairs, Captain says, just remember, this shit doesn't fly around here anymore. And Eva just sort of nods a lot and runs down the stairs. You hear her selling to the wizard, get the fuck out of here, let's go! as people start laughing at her in the bar as they start running.
Oh no!
And as she starts running down the street, out the windows, you can hear the people that were lining the streets telling her that she was fucked, laughing at her the entire way back down to her ship.
Nice.
So, are we free to go as well?
Una nods, she says, I don't keep slaves. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But she says, she kind of looks you up and down. She says, how much money do you all have?
Why?
She says, well, probably don't want to stick around here in Sinport, do you?
No, I need to get to Altaria.
I have 8 gold.
She says, no boats go from here to there.
Why?
Because Altaria would sink them on sight.
Oh.
We're a pirate port.
What if it was like a really nice boat? We fly like a smiley face fog.
She says, she kind of looks at you, Hayren, for a second. Ed says, that they're wise to those sort of deceptions. She looks at you, Hayren, for a longer second. She says, you look familiar. She says, I think I've seen your face on some posters around town.
Ooh, you what you do.
I hope they do me justice.
she says, they capture your likeness pretty well.
Which is not I ask.
Go ahead.
Might I ask where the posters, where the morning stars are? Didn't see their ship.
She says, that's so, the crime family. They weren't here when I got here, but she looks at Tiff, says, kind of shrugs. Tiff says, kind of flips through her clipboard. Yeah, they're off searching for some prodigal daughter or something. she says they haven't been here in over a month.
Weird.
That's funny.
Una kind of looks at all of you for a second. Roll me an insight check, anybody that wants to.
I'll try it again.
17.
Fuck yes, finally.
I rolled 91, but I'm lucky.
21.
17 plus 3 is 21.
Nice. She looks at all of you with just sort of like, it's almost like she gets like a kind of a look of nostalgia for a second and like recognition as she looks at like this motley crew that's sort of like quipping in front of her. having managed to make it through some horrendous life or death imprisonment. She says, I tell you what, I can get you all to Altaria eventually. But maybe there's something you can do for me first. If you want, you're free. You can get that fuck out of here and do whatever you want. But she says, I'm willing to get you to Altaria and pay you 1,000 gold pieces apiece if you can help me out with something.
Damn.
That's sure. A lot of motivation.
Sure. Tiff looks at her like with like kind of wide eyes, like, you know, that's probably offering too much. Because Una never really learned that lesson.
Oh, that's right.
Nope.
Una has no concept of money.
None. Oh, I forgot.
And she is very wealthy after her many exploits.
All right, you certainly have my attention, Captain. What is it you need us to do?
She says, when I was sailing here from the Obsidian Rim, she says, my crew sailed through Portage, which is this town with a magical something or other that gets us from one ocean to the other. A couple days after that, Tiff says, 2.5 days to be precise. We saw a flash of light across the sky that landed in the Vistamarna jungle. I wanted to stop and check it out, but I was told that we had a timetable. And so I didn't get a chance to, but I don't know. I really want to know what it is. So... I get you on a boat that can get over to Portage. You all go into the jungle, bring me back whatever it was that landed there, and then I take you to Altaria, maybe even in my boat.
Yes. I mean, I want 1,000. Yes, and that sounds really interesting.
What if it's too big to bring?
She looks at Tiff. Tiff looks at you, Hayren, and says, you're a wizard, right?
I glance at Kef. Yes.
She opens a bag of holding and pulls out a scroll and hands you a scroll of enlarge reduce.
Oh, nice.
She says, you can copy that in your spell book. And that's... forget how, is that enlarge reduce a first or second level spell?
I think it's a second level spell.
I think it's second level, yeah.
Yeah. And so she also hands you a pouch with 100 gold pieces in it. And she says, that should be enough to buy you the ink you need to transcribe it to your spell book.
Nice.
Thank you.
Do we know how long it will take to get to Portage and back? Or just to get there?
That is a great question. I had an answer to this, and then I forgot to write it down. So give me a half.
And when you're done with that, can you name the place where we're going again?
Portage, or the Vistamarna Jungle.
That's what it is. Vistamarna. Mm-hmm.
Vistamarna.
And you said that's in the Obsidian Rim.
It is technically not the Obsidian Rim, but it's the, so Osterta is the continent that's like at the west part of the Obsidian Rim. It's in like the south part of, Osterta. I'll give me one sec and I will show you exactly where. Let me just do this. She says, Tiff says, logistics. Yes, that's a good question. Well thought out. She says, let me pull up a little map here for you. Oh, my D&D Beyond session. All right. So if she rolls out a map of the world. And she says, yes, it is. We saw the thing crash. Why is the ping thing not working?
Is the map supposed to be up?
Yes.
If you refresh, it'll...
Oh, okay. Yep. There it goes.
Oh, that's why I had the wrong thing selected. She says, we saw it crash somewhere in this area.
Okay.
She says, it'll take you about a month to get to Portage, probably a few weeks to get to the thing. And a few weeks back.
So we're currently, like, here, right?
You are right there, yeah.
Okay. It's a really long time. Do you have any other missions that are less time?
In a shrug, she says, that's it. You all are welcome to take your chances in the City of Sin.
Right, thank you.
I think I'm game.
I mean, 1,000 gold. Roshi, yes. That's a good amount of money. That probably gets you taken care of.
It solves all my problems.
All of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
If by problems, I mean, like, minor irritations.
As you guys discuss this, you hear the sounds of a riot starting outside.
I was wondering when that was going to start. Why did your friend go ahead and do the riot whenever he knew you weren't going to be in trouble? I guess you in particular may have been in trouble.
That said, a riot in Sinport.
Yeah, it's just,
it's another day.
It must be King's Day.
Yeah. Somewhere Cliff is just saying, I hate King's Days.
Cliff.
All right. So Cliff was a fantasy constable in another city who had a mug that said, I hate King's Days on it. He was a very no-nonsense Aarakocra who hated his job.
Yep.
Surly, one might say. Una kind of, so everyone except for Roisin has said they're in. Or no, I don't think Hay has said anything. Or did you, Hay? Hey, Rin.
I'm in.
Well, Kes maybe
not in, right?
Kes is in.
Oh, I mean, I was just saying if there was a better option.
Make a stop in Sinport before we leave.
Mm.
All right. So, Tiff says, I'll work on booking you passage.
You don't happen to have, like, some healing potions or anything you can send with us?
Ooh, yeah. A deposit on our adventures.
Make sure we come back to you alive.
Una says, oh, do you guys almost die a lot or something? Or
yeah.
She shrugs and like reaches into a bag of holding and pulls out 2 healing potions apiece for you guys.
2 weeks.
God, I'm the best.
She's like, is this enough?
Yeah, that's pretty nice, thank you so much.
Could I be like, it really seems like you have a lot, like, holding the potions, like, a lot, I know that eventually I'm going to be able to, like, help people who have actually died. Could I have a diamond instead?
Una looks at Tiff and just shakes her head no.
Aww.
Sorry.
Worth a shot.
Absolutely worth a shot.
What do I need healing potions for? I have healing word.
Till you run out of spell slots.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what happened. That's exactly.
And now you can take them as a bonus action, so they're even better.
Yeah, right? Oh, yes. So
if it was right. Just Una, she totally would have given you like 5 of them.
Yeah, right? But Tiff has her fist on the purse string.
Well, the diamonds especially, since those are harder to get than they used to be.
Fair enough.
True.
All right, so Una says, well, yeah, just be ready to go tomorrow morning. Meet down at the docks, and either me or Pags or somebody will be there to make sure you guys get on the right boat.
Aw, Pags.
Awesome.
All right.
Where do we stay?
Any recommendations?
She says, oh, yeah, there's all sorts of inns and stuff down by the docks. Just, make sure it's someplace that's charging you more than a copper.
Cool. What happens at the places that only charge a copper?
Hey, Ren, you would know that those places lure people, turn people in with false, like, low, artificially low prices and usually rob them in the night.
They smell bad. I don't want to talk over their business.
They smell bad?
Yeah.
That's not my bad. Bad.
All right. So, you all take off from here. Do you stick together? Or I said, Cass, you wanted to go run an errand on your own, right?
Yeah, I've got something to do. I can meet up with you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Don't get robbed or stabbed. Unless you want to. Yeah, I'm not going to shame anybody.
All
right. Right back at you.
All right. So you all managed to make your way down to the docks. Hey, Ren, you actually know a good inn. Maybe a place that you've stayed sometimes and you were like, mad at your parents or whatever and didn't want to stay in the...
Okay.
So it's called Just Grog.
Just Grog.
It costs a silver piece a person. You'll all be in a shared room with 4 beds.
Okay.
And if you want anything to drink, they have grog.
And just grog.
Just grog. It's a copper a piece.
Is that a silver piece on that?
Yeah, for the stay. Yeah.
Shall we go? If you're open to it.
Yeah, that sounds fine for me. I mean, we did just spend half a week in the same tiny little cell, so I don't mind sharing a room. Yeah. So you have a bed.
And you've already told us that it's more than a copper, so it won't smell bad.
Yes.
You get in there, it smells like one thing and one thing only. Just grog. The floors in the like bar are sticky with grog. There's like a thin like coat of like sawdust that does not do enough. So by the time you guys make your way down there, the riot is kind of calming down. Eventually you see your barista friend who just sort of gives you a tentative thumbs up, seeing that you're free. And so thusly, his riot must have worked.
Thank you. Can I also sign and ask if he knows any of my family is in town or if most of them are gone?
He signs back that hasn't seen anybody from your family in about a month.
Okay. I miss you. I was never here. Hope business is great.
he says back at you, person I have not seen in multiple months. All right, so while you all make your way down to Just Grog to get yourself a beverage and a place to sleep, Cass, what do you get up to?
I'm going to take a much slower and careful stroll through town, doing what I messaged you about earlier, looking to see if there are any buildings that are marked that I would recognize.
Taking a much slower turn about it, you do actually see one building that has the mark. Yes.
Okay. I'm going. Is what kind of building is it?
It looks to be a just kind of like a copper a night inn in the front.
Okay. Guess is going to go in. He will. Is there anyone inside aside from like an attendant or whatever?
Oh yeah, there's like a couple of patrons that are like getting drunk in a corner. Both of them kind of look like they look like they don't belong here. Like some people come to Sinport for kind of the evil Vegasness of it. Like, and you get the idea that they might be that type of person. And there is a bartender who is keeping an eye on them, and also, as you walk in, kind of an eye on you. A half-elf, older-looking, tan, like very tan skin, kind of leathery, and just, like, a couple of scars across his face.
Okay. Cass is going to go up to the bar, have a seat by the bartender, and slide a copper piece across.
And he looks down at it and says, room for the night?
I'm going to respond in Elvish and say, just dropping in, need to shout at the mountain. Which is these can't for I need just got here, need to send a long distance message.
He nods, he says, "I got some pythons that can sell you." Which is, of course, these can't for yes. What's your message?
I guess we'll struggling real hard to try and come up with thieves can't phrases to do all this in character.
If you don't want to, that's okay. You can also be like, in thieves can't, I say.
In thieves can't, Kes will ask, is there someplace I can get a paper bird or someone to send a sending?
He replies the bartender at the temple on the hill can do it, and that it'll cost 5 gold pieces.
Okay. I'll thank him. I'll leave the copper piece and head back to the temple. And when I find the person who can do it, I'll pay them 5 gold, or 5 silver or 5 gold?
A gold.
5 gold. Pay them 5 gold.
You get up there. There's a bartender, a tiefling woman. She's got just kind of like lilac skin, dark red hair, and just kind of like curly horns.
Okay. Need to get a message to a friend in Lorraine. Was it Lorraine?
Where you're going? Altaria?
Yeah, need to get a message to a friend in Altaria.
She says... Oh, I can do that. 5 gold pieces will be the cost.
Slide the 5 gold pieces across.
She says, who am I sending it to?
Friend of mine by the name of Locke.
Okay. She kind of leans on her hand and looks at you and just says, tell me enough about him that I could be considered familiar with him.
Okay. I will describe Locke. Mm-hmm. Warforged, etc.
She says, you and Locke ever crossed paths in a bedroom sense?
In and out of the bedroom.
Was it good?
He's fantastic.
Well, I think I'd like to meet this friend of yours, but I can send the message now that I'm a little familiar with him. What do you want me to send?
Let him know that Kes got waylaid and it's going to be a few moons before I get there.
Mm-hmm. All right. She kind of gestures you to lean in. And when you do, she kind of gently grabs you by the lapels, pulls you forward, and whispers your message into your own ear. And says, you can respond to this message, but I don't recommend it. And then she kind of puts you back on the ground. She says, now, might I offer, interest you in a drink?
What are you serving?
She pulls a shot glass and then pulls just an unmarked bottle and fills the shot glass and slides it towards you.
How much?
This one's on the house.
Mm. Fuck it. To calamity. No, damn it.
Roll me a D100, please, Matthew.
Uh-oh. That was an unmarked bottle in Sinport.
13.
Uh-oh.
All right, so...
Lucky number 13?
Matthew, your body becomes liquid, but fortunately, the rest of the world becomes liquid around you as you swim through the temple, becoming one with its walls. You go outside and see an entire ocean of dirt in front of you, and then like a big blue stretch of land in front of you as you just sort of roll your way down the hill. What would you, in your new water form, things feel very different than they did in your physical form. You know, the lampposts have like weird gelatinous textures. What sort of thing would you be, like, what would you be most interested in exploring in this new liquid form that you found yourself in?
I want to see if I can swim up into the sky.
You can. You are just swimming, the air itself is water, and you're floating through it, looking at the city below you. How does it feel in that moment?
Feels good. Everything's just sort of... It's that feeling of, like, floating on your back in warm water. Everything's nice and mm-hmm. serene. Mm-hmm. And he's staring up at the sky.
Mm-hmm. Ula, Tomi, Heyren, and Roisin, you all are having some grog. And you look out, and you see Kes is just kind of flopping around on the ground like a... Heyren, you know exactly what happened.
Does he need help? Like, from my knowledge, if he's just flopping on the ground.
Oh yeah, this is, he's got another 7 or 8 hours of this. You should probably put him in a room somewhere.
And that's what he left to do on purpose?
Maybe.
Do you think this is like for fun?
I don't know. We only, I mean, we met him in a cell.
I would say just from the vibe you got from Kes the whole time that you were chained up with him, this probably is not.
This probably wasn't voluntary.
No, and I don't know. Hey, Red, you know like that the Calamity Priests at the temple will, in exchange for like suspiciously low cost spells, will often pull pranks on the people that use them just for their own entertainment. So
that is hilarious.
I'm just gonna let him flop for like 30 seconds to 1 minute, and then I will. I'm probably not strong enough to pick him up in his state, but if someone can bring him with us, probably best he doesn't continue flopping for 8 hours.
I can dig him up.
All right. So you are flying in the sky, and just this mountain made of water with just sort of a, what color is it? It's like a gray marble is your skin?
Yeah, like
just a sort
granite.
Of this gray, like sort of wave comes over and wraps itself around you. it feels slightly comforting as you float through a building.
Ooh.
And eventually pass out.
Fantastic. First time in Sinport, you gotta try all the things.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm so happy that somebody took a drink from one of the Calamity Priests in Sinport the first time we visited here. Matthew, I give you inspiration for that.
Hooray! I haven't used mine, but I'll give it to Caitlin.
Hey, thanks! I already needed two!
Alright, so you all get some drinks, get some rest.
Chris?
Yes.
Before you get some rest, I want to, when I have a moment of like semi-privacy, Tommy's going to stomp her cane on the ground a couple times and cast Speak with Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to talk to Sir Greg. And she goes, well, I know this wasn't what we were hoping for, but it's just a couple of months worth of a side quest.
Mm-hmm.
Sidetrack.
What's a month?
Yeah, okay. it's a period of time.
Oh, okay. Have I been around a month?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not long.
Yeah, you've been around 2.5.
Wow, that's so many months that I've been.
Yeah.
Will there be more tasty things to eat on the way?
I'm sure there will. Maybe even like some exotic stuff.
Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it can be. Okay, so you're feeling good about this? Feeling into it?
I'll go wherever you go.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, you did promise me a kingdom, but I'm happy to see the sights before I settle in and rule over my subjects.
Of course.
We'll what's for dinner?
I got some berries. You want some berries?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll feed him some berries.
He eats the berries.
Okay, that's it.
He after he eats the berries, he just sort of nuzzles up against you and falls asleep.
Aw.
All right. So, the next morning, you all wake up. Kes wakes up feeling fine. We'll wait for Matthew to get back to wrap up this last little bit. So I'll just say, when you wake up, Tommy, you see Sir Greg has caught a rat and is eating the rat.
Baby boy.
Hey, Rin, I guess, is there anything that you would like to do in Sinport before you leave it again?
Yeah, I was going to ask if at any point night or early morning or whenever, would it be possible for me to either go up to the house or to the cave and see if there's anything I can
scour? One or the other, which would you prefer?
Um, Which one would... Do I have books somewhere?
Your books, are you probably keep those in your cave.
Okay.
Because you'd be worried about them being taken away from you or used to mock you.
And gold is probably in the house, but I'm not...
the gold you would know is probably... There's probably like some loose gold in the house, like some walking around money. But you know that the... like most of your family's gold is kept in like vaults that are on the ship.
Okay. I would like to go to the cave then and see if I can get some books for the journey.
All right. So you get up kind of like early before everybody else and you head down to the water. And for the first time in weeks, you go for a swim. It feels so good on your skin. Like you realize how much you've missed like being in the cold salt water. And you make your way to your cave, which you've not seen in months. As you arrive back there, you find everything is just how you've left it. It doesn't seem like anybody has been in here before. You see your pile of books and some, you know, other knickknacks that you've collected. Anything else that you like that's in here that you're happy to see again?
Probably just, yeah, just my random, like, rocks and books and stuff. I don't think there's anything of, like, that was that valuable, except for, yeah, that I didn't.
Yeah, so you, see, like, like, some of the books you've read, some of the books you've yet to read, you're able to grab some of those and wrap them in, like, a watertight, skin. What does it, do you do anything before you leave again, or?
From the cave or just like in general from Stoneport?
From the cave, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything I can. Just maybe if there's any way for me to make it look even less like it exists, so nobody.
Yeah, I was thinking that like it would be like the only way you could get to it is underwater. Like you'd have to swim down and up and into it.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll just take a look around.
So you look at your poster of Altair, the greatest wizard that ever lived, and
and next to it like a really shitty hand-drawn cover of one of the smutty books.
Yes,
that I made myself.
I love it. All right, so you leave your cave with a collection of new books and head back to the Sinport little dock area where everybody else is waking up. Kes, you wake up surprisingly not hungover.
Ugh.
But very solid.
Okay, now I know why they say not to drink the water. Okay.
We found you flopping around on the ground outside.
Okay, I was having a great time.
That's good.
You did look like you were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it was great.
Sometimes it's 50-50. It's always good when it turns out to be a great time.
Yeah. We didn't miss the boat, did we?
No.
No? Okay, good, good. How was your evening?
Relaxing.
Mostly
nice,
I just
not be in a cell.
Yeah, yeah, that is nice.
What were you saying?
Oh, I just said, mostly I just watched you flop around.
Okay.
It's actually quite convenient that you just flopped your way down right past us.
Yeah, I guess I just sort of rolled down the hill, didn't I?
Yeah.
Graceful.
Well, I think relatively. Too, like, I think people in this town are, like, used to that happening out of the temple, and so people just sort of, like, gently nudged you with their feet back towards the road.
Just toss them towards the inns.
Yeah, someone will pick them up somewhere. all right, so you all get some food. I'd imagine that Hayren steers you away from the food at Just Grog and towards probably like the cafe that your friend works at, the one that started the riot for you, so you all can get some like good breakfast if everyone wants to drop another 5 copper pieces. Yeah. And then you all make your way down to the docks, where you see Tiff is waiting for you with a clipboard still in hand. And she looks over and says, "Oh, hey, glad you guys showed up. I honestly was, Raleigh and I were discussing whether or not you actually would or if you'd chicken out at the last minute, so."
Do we look like chickens?
No, Raleigh owes me a silver piece, so.
Do you have a contract or something?
She says, "You've got Una's word on this, and I know you don't know her, but that means pretty much everything."
I guess insight?
Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
That's nice. 23.
You get the idea that Tiff is being truthful here. And also I'll say with that 23 that, like, you also get the idea that, like, she is also, like, idolizes Una to an extent, but is also, like, without Tiff, Una's like Una would be broke and like just wandering around murdering people, like for money.
Only the ones that deserve it,
and only the ones that deserve it,
or seem like they might deserve it. Just persuadable.
She says, "Well, anyway, I booked you passage special on a boat, so right this way."
It was special.
Yeah.
And she leads you down the docks to a ship that is very familiar to you all. She says, "Captain Thorne here will be taking you to Portage free of charge."
I'm very considerate.
Yes. "And we'll be feeding you well," she says, loud enough for Captain Thorne, who is standing on the top of the plank. "Feeding you well, treating you well, treating you like passengers on this ship. And hanging around in Portage for at least a month in case you need to come back."
Oh, while we're here, all of us here, what did you end up doing with Carmen's body, Ava Thorne?
I just like the full, it's always Ava Thorne.
Always Ava Thorne.
She says, "I gave him a dignified burial at sea."
Okay, I was just thinking if maybe you like stowed him somewhere, we could bury him here, but.
She's like, "Oh, that's what we do on ships when people die on them."
I've never been on a ship and people died on it before.
She kind of looks off in the mid distance and says, "That's good." She says, but then she kind of snaps to it for a second and says, "But now you've been on 2, so."
Looking around the deck, does she seem to have hired more crew? Or is it still just her, the wizard, and the one guy?
Actually, the wizard is gone. The one guy is still there, and it looks like there's maybe a half a dozen deckhands that have been hired.
I look at the one guy.
He looks at you and immediately starts sweating.
So what's the name of the ship now? Or is it the same?
She says, "I was going to call it the Rose's Thorn."
I mean, the Strud.
What if you, you know, kind of take this trip to really think about that and come up with other ideas?
She looks legitimately hurt at that.
I think it might be clever if you like more clever if you switched it.
The thorns rose?
Yeah, because you're a thorn.
Like I said earlier in the session, intelligence is not her strong stat. So she will ponder upon this on this journey. She says, well, the quicker I get you guys there, the quicker I can get on with my life. So, shall we?
Sure.
I guess so.
Ahoy.
All right. So, you all board the ship, are led to some comfortable cabins that were here the whole time. And the ship is untied, and the rose's thorn, the thorn of the rose, it's a work in progress. kicks off from the quay and heads off into the sea. And that is where we'll end the first chapter of Starfall.
Ooh,
Starfall.
Are you going to change the name of the chat group?
I am.
Yeah.
We're not going to go by monthly campaign forever?
In a campaign monthly? Yeah, no, that's... All right. Well, good session, everybody. And because I am a kind and merciful DM, you all reach level 2.
Yay! Can I just double check? Shay, do you have 40 hit points?
No.
Okay. I was looking at our campaign thing, and I was like, ha!
No, she has 13.
Oh, I might have made a higher level version just to play around with things.
Just to see what it looks like.
Get so you. Maybe that. I don't know.
I do that, too.